guys, tomorrow is summer vacation!
I know, dude. I can't wait to play video games all summer and go to the beach.
Yeah, it's gonna be so much fun. Best summer ever.
Guys, today's our last day of kindergarten, and we have to pass, because if we fail, we have to do kindergarten again next year. For God's sakes, we're 15. This shouldn't be hard.
Cody, we're gonna pass today's test.
Yeah, dude, we got it in the bag.
We failed the coloring exam.
I know, but we're gonna pass today's test. It's not gonna be hard, Cody. Come on, just keep your head in the game. Let's go.
Yeah.
I'm getting a headache! Blue box!
I pooped in my pants!
All right, class, settle down! Settle down, class! Class, be quiet! I'm trying to get rid of you guys! Be quiet!
Did you hear say be quiet?
Oh, Principal Steinbeck, you're here!
Yes, I am. I came to check on these imbeciles!
Well, we were just about to start our day.
Let me talk to them. Hey, you freaks! You booger-picking bastards! You baloney lickers! Today is your last day of kindergarten. For some of you, for the rest of you, you might have to stay in this hellhole with her all summer long for summer school. Oh, no, you get paid $30,000 a year. That's plenty.
Garbage truck drivers make $60,000 per year. You make less than a garbage truck driver.
Shut up, Mikey.
Anyway, today is your final exam. And I'm going to sit my butt right in this chair and watch every single one of you and make sure no one cheats. Because we won't want anyone to just pass these kids so they didn't have to teach summer school, right?
Me? I would never.
Okie dokie. Because, you know, I run a tight ship here. They call me Captain Steinbeck. Arg, where's the booty? I found it. All right, Miss Fitzpatrick, do your thing, girl.
All right, class, everyone try your hardest not to fail.
I failed kindergarten 3 times.
I know, Mikey, but this year's going to be different. You're going to pass this year. All right, class, I'm going to call you up one by one and ask you a question. If you answer that question correctly, you pass.
Wait. One question?
Oh, they're really hard questions. Cody, why don't you come up here first?
Go up there, Cody.
Oh, I better pass this.
You're gonna fail.
Good luck, Cody. You got this.
Thanks, Freddy. All right, let's do this thing.
All right, Cody, I'm thinking of a word that starts with the letter F and has a TH in the middle of the word. TH makes the th sound.
I know what TH sounds like, but that word could be anything.
No, Cody, that word can't be anything, because anything starts with the letter A.
Does he not know the difference between an A and an F?
Oh, he does!
No, I do. I just meant it could be a lot of words.
How about this? If you get it wrong, you're gonna get an F and fail!
Okay, well, it starts with an F, has a TH. Is it father?
Yes, correct! You passed!
What, really? Cool!
I guess that was pretty hard. Let me see the card.
Oh, let's see. I dropped it.
Clumsy ass. I'll get it.
Oh, I think I need a spanking.
Okay. The guy.
All right, Cody. Well, you passed. Junior, why don't you come up next?
Woohoo! Yeah, I'm done with kindergarten.
Lucky guess.
Good job, Cody.
All right, my turn.
All right, Junior. Your word starts with the letter X.
Is it X-ray?
Correct! You got it right! You passed!
Yay!
No, that was too easy. It's only like one word that starts with an X. I'll choose the card. This one.
Oh, there's no way he's gonna get that word right.
Well, then he fails.
Okay, Junior. Well, your word starts with the letter O. O makes the O sound, and your word has 2 O's in it.
Is it boobies?
No, Junior, your word starts with the letter O.
Is it ooh boobies?
No, Junior, O, not ooh, O.
Oh, look at those boobies.
Junior!
I like this kid. But no, you only got one more try, and then you fail.
Okay, Junior, this thing makes a sound.
Is it an owl? No. Owls go hoot hoot.
No.
Hoot.
No, Junior, no.
He fails.
Wait, no, one more guess, one more try.
Can I see the word? Oh, there's no way he's getting that.
I know. Okay, Junior, try again. And, oh, it looks like something's on your elbow.
Is the word my elbow?
No, Junior. It's oboe.
What's an oboe?
It's an instrument.
Oh, he fails. Go to your seat.
Well, I failed kindergarten.
Yeah, you failed kindergarten.
Oh, wow.
Oh, no.
Looks like you're going to be teaching summer school. I want Mikey to go next. And I want this to be his word.
Oh, well, hold on. I think I'm a little thirsty. Do you want some? Oh! I'm so sorry! Oh, no!
You whore! You freaking slut! Oh, you got it all over my elk skin jacket! Frick! Oh, now I gotta go outside and let it dry! Oh, you better not let anybody cheat. Oh, you're gonna lose your freaking job. Frick! Frick! Frickin' frick! Frick, God!
Alright, class, he's gone. I am not teaching summer school with you ugly bastards. So every single one of you is gonna pass kindergarten. Junior will figure it out later. Mikey, get your ass up here to take your final exam!
I can't believe I failed!
Let me show you how smart I really am, guys.
Alright, Mikey, this word starts with the letter F. It's an animal that lives in the ocean.
Flop!
No, Mikey, no, it's a fish. But actually, when frogs start out as tadpoles, they live in the water, so they're kind of like fish, so correct, you passed!
I didn't say fish, I failed!
I'm sorry, Miss Fitzpatrick, I guess I'll just see you in summer school.
Oh, no, Mikey, that's okay, we're just gonna try again. We're gonna do another animal that starts with the letter G, and it lives in Africa!
Oh, gorilla!
No, Mikey, it's a giraffe!
I failed again!
No, it's okay. You know what? We're just gonna try again. We're gonna do another one.
But there's only supposed to be one guy!
It doesn't matter, Mikey. Okay, this animal's really easy because you already guessed it.
A gorilla!
No, Mikey! No. This is the first animal you guessed. It starts with the letter F.
Fish!
Fuck!
No, now I've seen it one! It's a no-no one!
No, you know what, Mikey? You passed!
How?
Because you already guessed frog.
I did guess frog! You might I passed! Yay!
Yes, you did! Okay, Joseph, get up here! We're gonna do your exam!
Too fucking easy, guys!
She gave you like a million chances, Mikey.
Yeah, well, a pass is a pass!
Alright, Joseph, your word starts with the letter P and it's pink?
Oh, easy, penis.
What? No. It's P, it's pink, and you can eat it.
Oh, dub.
No, what? Joseph!
Joseph, it's Cody's mom.
Oh! I'm so stupid. It's pig. You should have said that from the beginning.
Oh, well, I don't know who that is, but yes, your word was pig! Correct! You passed!
Yes!
Okay, let's see who's next. Freddy, why don't you come up here?
Alright, Freddy, go up there.
Oh, no, guys, I'm scared!
Oh, great! He's gonna poop his pants again!
Probably!
Don't worry, Freddy. We'll help you out if we can.
Okay.
All right, Freddy, your word starts with a T-R, and it's something you ride on.
A track?
No. Oh, don't get sad. Try again.
A tractor?
No. Don't get sad. Try again. Keep trying.
A trolley?
No, Mikey. It goes choo-choo. What?
It's what my dad and his buddies went on last night.
Shut up, Mikey.
Oh, a train.
Correct. You passed. Well, you're correct about one of those things, but yes, you passed.
Yay.
Taylor, why don't you come up next?
Okay.
All right, Taylor, your word starts with B-R, and it's something you eat.
Broccoli?
No, it's something you can have at brunch.
Breakfast?
No, but you can have it with your breakfast.
Breast milk?
What? No. What's toast made out of?
Bread!
Very good! You pass! Ashley, why don't you come up next?
I pass!
My turn!
All right, Ashley, your word starts with F-L and it's something pretty. Floors? Did you just say floors? Yes, floors! It's something you walk on? Oh, no, this is something you smell. Floors? It sounds like you're saying flowers! Then you're correct! You pass! Okay, who's next? Daryl? Daryl, why don't you come up here? Where's that bear card? Oh, where's that damn bear card? Well, Ball? Maybe we can work with Ball. Daryl? Okay, your word starts with the letter B. It's round. It's something you play with. It's something you bounce at recess. It's blue. Was that Ball? Daryl, did I hear Ball? Everyone, I heard Daryl say Ball. I think he passed. You passed, Daryl. Go, go, go. Everyone, you passed.
I didn't pass. I failed.
No. Junior, you get to try again because the rest of the class passed, but yours must have been a fluke because you didn't. So come back up here and we can try again.
Yeah, okay, I'll try.
All right, Junior, your word starts with S-H, and it's a four-letter word.
Shit.
Junior! No, Junior, this is something you wear.
Well, if you shit your pants, you're wearing shit.
Junior, stop saying that word.
try.
Oh, Principal Sidekick, you're back!
Yes, my suit finally dried. How's the exam going?
Well, everyone passed their final exam!
What? Wait, what? How? It's only been 5 minutes.
Well, everyone in the class is just really, really smart. Right, class? Everyone passed their final exam?
Yeah.
No, no way. These kids are stupid. There's no way they passed that exam. And what is he doing up here?
Oh.
I know he failed.
Well, you see, everyone else in the class passed their final exam, so I thought Junior here deserved another chance.
That's pretty forgiving of you. I guess so, but I get to choose the word.
Oh, but he was so close to guessing this one.
Shoe?
Oh, it was shoe?
No way. That's too easy. And I already said the word, stupid. I'll choose the word. How about this one?
Okay, Junior. Your word starts with the letter E and it has a PH in it.
Guess it!
A PH?
Yeah. It's my mom!
Fat! PH fat! Old fat bitch!
No, Junior, remember it starts with the letter E.
Wait a minute! Cody! Your mom's an elephant! She's a big, fat elephant!
Yes, she is! Junior Francis!
Rats! How did he get that? I thought he was stupid.
Everyone in the class passed!
Wait, everyone? Even my son, Daryl.
There.
Yes, even Daryl.
Let me go and ask him then. There. Hey, Daryl! What's up, baby boy? You know Daddy loves you, but I need to know the truth. Did everybody really pass their exam? You know, fair and square. No cheating, no helping.
Nah, Daddy, they some cheating motherfuckers.
Wait, Daryl can talk?
You lied to me! You lied to me! Of course he can talk! I planted him in this class to tell me everything. Everyone failed! Summer school for everyone!
I wish I could be with my dad. I'd rather do that than go to school.
You know, Marvin, we have the house to ourselves since Jeffy's out playing bowl the ball with his friends.
You mean bowling?
That's a clever name for it, Marvin. They should call it that.
They do.
Well, they will now since you said it. Well, Marvin, you should go downstairs and lock the front door.
Ooh, are you thinking what I'm thinking?
Yeah, we don't want just anybody walking in because who knows where we'll end up.
Okay, I'll go lock it. Let me just lock the door.
Marvin, hurry!
Ooh, freaky time! All right, Jeffy, I have a 115. That means you have to get a 9 to tie or 10 points to win. I'm going to get struck. Oh, yeah, you know you're not.
It's going!
Ha! Jeffy, you got a 7. That means you have to get 2 to tie and all of them to win.
Well, I'm going to get all of them.
Yeah, right, you can't get all of them. You're going to lose.
No, I'm not. I'm going to win.
Yeah, we'll see about that, guys.
All right, Jeffy, you got this. All you gotta do is get 3 little pins and you win.
He didn't get a single pin! You suck at bowling, Jeffy, you lose!
I don't suck at bowling! I hate losing at bowling! And I hate locked doors more! Let's try that again!
That's one way to gain time.
Oh, baby, that was amazing.
Marvin, you didn't even make it to 5 Mississippis.
I made it to 4 Mississippis, and that's a new record. How many Mississippis do you need?
Mama needs a lot of Mississippis. And then you can name all 50 states and start on countries.
All right, baby, let's watch a movie. What do you want to watch?
Let's watch Gone in 60 Seconds.
Okay.
Marvin, you should go unlock the door downstairs in case Jeffy comes home.
Good idea, baby.
What the?
Is that a bowling ball? Who would do this?
Jeffy!
Oh, pinecone dick.
What?
Acorn balls.
Jeffy, I'm being serious. You need to listen to me right now.
Oh, cherry stem dick curves to the side.
Jeffy, listen to me. Did you throw a bowling ball through the front door?
No, but you seem mad.
I am mad, Jeffy, because someone threw a bowling ball through the front door and you went bowling with your friends.
I ain't go bowling with my friends. I've been here all night. I don't even like bowling. Bowling's gay.
So you're telling me you didn't go bowling with your friends?
Nope.
Well, someone threw a bowling ball through the front door.
I know, and I heard it, too. And whoever did it, they did it twice, because the first time, the bowling ball didn't break the glass.
How do you know?
Oh, no, I heard it.
Well, Jeffy, if you're telling me the truth, did you throw a bowling ball through the front door?
No, I did not.
Okay, well, I'm going to call the cops and find out who did it.
Yeah, I think you should, too, because there's a bowling ball bandit on the loose going around throwing bowling balls at people's front doors because it's locked.
Okay, well, How'd you know the door was locked?
Lucky guess.
All right, well, I'm calling the cops. If I find out it was you, you're so grounded. You're going to military school. You're going to be kicked out on the streets. I'm going to make sure you never step foot in this house again.
Oh, bowling pin dick.
Jeffy, stop. Ow! Okay, I'll see you then. Please hurry.
Marvin, what was all that shouting?
Someone threw a bowling ball through our front door.
What?
Yeah, there's glass everywhere. I just called the cops and they're on their way.
What? Who would do that?
I have no idea. Someone who wanted to cause our life a lot of problems. That must be the cops. I'm coming.
Hey, you don't even have to open the door. I'm right here.
Oh, hey.
What's up, brother?
What was that?
I don't know. Just a thing people are saying.
This is serious. There's broken glass all on my door.
Yeah, I was just going to say, who did you piss off? The Incredible Hulk? No? Yeah, I can do better. Who knocked on your front door last? The Incredible Hulk? Yeah, it's not really working, is it? Okay, how about this? Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Not the glass in your front door, because I'm the Incredible Hulk, and when I knocked, it broke the glass.
Stop with the Incredible Hulk jokes. They're not funny.
Yeah, you're right. No, that's working. Who did you piss off? A rock thrower? You know, because they say don't throw rocks at glass houses. In glass houses? Who did you piss off? The Rock? Painted green, so he looks like the Incredible Hulk?
Oh, take this seriously! Listen, a crime was committed. Someone broke into my house with a bowling ball.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess I'll come in. But, do I open the door or just crawl in through the hole?
Just crawl in!
This is silly.
See, look, there's a bowling ball right here, and someone threw this through my door, and look at all this glass!
Did they steal anything?
No, they just threw the bowling ball and left.
My God. I can only think of one man who would leave a bowling ball as a calling card.
Who?
Bobby Bowlinghams.
Bobby Bowlinghams? Who's that?
Yeah, let's come upstairs and I'll tell you. Let's get away from all this glass.
Okay.
Oh, good, Marvin. The cops are here. What's he saying?
I have a story about who I think the perp is. Bobby Bowlinghams.
Bobby Bowlinghams?
Yeah, sit back. Let me tell you about him. So you remember the story about my nemesis in high school, Billy Bowlinghams, who lost his hands in a train accident, replaced them with bowling balls. He was really good at bowling. I challenged him to a swimming race. He drowned. You know the story. Well, Billy had a younger brother named Bobby Bowlinghams. I had a woodshop class with him, and he was so sad about his brother Billy dying that while we were cutting wood for a wooden race car project, he cut his hands off and replaced them with bowling balls like his brother. Ironically, he wasn't as good at bowling. He wanted to avenge his brother's death by getting payback on me, so he asked me if he could wash my car to save up cash for his brother's funeral, so I felt bad for him and I told him yes, but washing a car with bowling ball hands went about as well as you'd expect. He dented my car all over and smashed the windshield. I was so mad, I just knew he did it on purpose. Then, at prom, I was with my hot date, and I asked Bobby if he would get me a glass of punch, so he tried to grab the ladle to pour some punch into the cup, but his bowling ball hands smashed the bowl and made the punch spill all over my date and my rented white suit. It was so embarrassing. I just know Bobby did it on purpose. So I just know that bowling ball through your front door was because of Bobby. He's always trying to make my life more inconvenient just because his brother died.
Well, that would make sense if there was a bowling ball through your front door, but the bowling ball went through my front door. It has nothing to do with you.
Well, you see, Marvin, that's the genius of Bobby. He's a born tactician. Every move is a pawn off the board. He's playing four-dimensional chess, Marvin. He knows that I'm over here all the time because he's probably been following me. So he knew that you would have me fix your front door for $500, and of course I'm going to do it because it's $500.
I wasn't going to ask you to fix my door. I was going to call a company.
Well, you see, Marvin, that's exactly the genius of it. He knew you were going to say no, and I would want $500. So I'm going to go downstairs and fix your front door, and you're going to give me $500, just like Bobby wants us to do, because if we go off script, he's going to come up with something even worse. This way, whenever he shows up, we'll be ready for him. That ought to do it. All right, Marvin, the door's fixed.
What is this?
A fixed door?
Well, no, I didn't want wood. I wanted glass right here.
What, so another bowling ball can come crashing through? I don't think so, Marvin. This is Brazilian mahogany. Nothing's breaking through that, except for maybe the Incredible Hulk. But you're not going to see him or piss him off, because he's not even real. And even if he was, I don't know why he would come here. He'd be at my house, because I have animal crackers. I think he'd like that.
Well, no, I want a whole new door.
A whole new door! You know, Marvin, like the song from Aladdin, don't you dare close your eyes.
Listen. I wanted a brand new door with glass. Because how am I going to see who's at the door if someone comes to the door?
Well, that's exactly the point, Marvin. It'll be a surprise every time. It could be a serial killer, or it could be an Amazon Prime package. You won't know until you open the door.
Go get me a new door.
Okay, well, you owe me $500 for this.
I'm not paying $500 for this crappy duct tape job.
Okay, well, give me $500 and I'll go buy you a new door.
You promise?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Here's $500.
Okay, yeah. I'll just take this and go to the door store. Here I go, to the door store. Okay, I'll be back. Sure I will.
What'd you say?
I said, I'll be back. And then I said, sure I will. Just reassuring you that I will be back.
You better come back.
I will. Sure I will.
Marvin, did he fix the front door?
I mean, not really. He just put wood over where the glass used to be.
Oh, no, Marvin. What are we going to do? What if Bobby Bowling Hands comes back?
Baby, I don't think there ever was a Bobby Bowling Hands. I think he just wanted an excuse to make $500.
Well, what do we do, Marvin?
I don't know. I just wish there was a way that we could really see what happened to our front door.
Hey, we can always check the Nest doorbell camera.
Oh, yeah, baby. Check the app. See okay. What the footage says.
Let's see. Oh, Marvin?
It was Jimmy!
Marvin, we should have known.
Oh, give me that phone. I'm going to go beat some ass. Oh, I'll beat some ass tonight. Jimmy!
Jeffrey's not here at the moment. Please leave a message after the...
Jeffy, I can't wait to see you try to get out of this one. So earlier, I asked you if you threw a bowling ball through the front door, and you said...
Fuck no.
Exactly. Now press play on this video, and you tell me what you see.
That is not me.
Oh, that's not you?
No, that's my cousin. First name Reed, middle name Tar, last name Did.
Oh, so that's not you, that's your cousin?
Yep.
Jeffy, I know that dude, and why did you do it?
Well, someone decided to lock the front door. How else was I supposed to get in?
Ring the doorbell!
Too hard.
Oh, that's it. I'm beating some ass. You bend over, some ass beating's about to happen.
You cannot touch me, or else I will call Child Protective Services on your bitch ass. Ow, 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 help, help, help. Hey! Hey, stop it!
Jeffy, that is it. I am going to go in your piggy bank, and I'm going to take all the money so I can buy a new door.
You don't touch my piggy bank, you bitch!
No!
Don't touch it!
Oh, Jeffy's going to get it now.
Marvin, what are you doing?
I'm going to break open Jeffy's piggy bank and get my money back from my door.
Marvin, don't!
Mommy, stop him!
I don't know what to do!
You asked for this, young man, and now you're going to get it.
No, piggy, no! Daddy, no! You bitch! You whore!
What? Pennies? Where don't your money go, Jimmy?
Money laundering, bitch!
Oh, that is the hell of a shit!
Marvin, let go of him!
I need money for my door!
Hey, guys, what you doing?
Sitting on the couch.
And?
Watching TV.
Do you know what today is?
Sunday.
Okay, Jeffy, do you know what today is?
Eeyore has a nail in his ass.
Yes, he does, Jeffy.
How does he poop?
I don't know, Jeffy.
Why don't you do that?
I don't know, Jeffy.
I'm gonna do that.
Okay, Marvin, do you know what's special about this Sunday?
The Minnesota Timberwolves are playing the Denver Nuggets.
I don't know what any of that means. Jeffy, do you know what's special about this Sunday?
If a girl sits on Pinocchio's face and he tells a lie, what will happen?
You guys, it's Mother's Day!
Oh, yeah, it is Mother's Day. Baby, I remembered that.
No, you didn't, Marvin. You didn't even wish me Happy Mother's Day.
Well, you're not my mom, so I don't have to say that to you.
Well, Marvin, come on. Jimmy, are you going to wish me Happy Mother's Day?
Eeyore has a nail in his ass.
Ugh, you guys forgot.
We did not forget. Jeffy made you something for Mother's Day.
He did?
I did?
Yeah, Jeffy, you did. So go to the kitchen and grab it.
Marvin, did Jeffy really make me something for Mother's Day?
He did. He's grabbing it right now.
I couldn't find it.
Jeffy, go grab what you made her for Mother's Day.
But I didn't make her anything.
I know. Go make her something really quick in the kitchen.
go do that.
Yeah, go do it. He's grabbing it, baby. He just forgot. I told him where it was.
I'm going to make my mommy a cake for Mother's Day. I'm going to start with a marshmallow. More marshmallows. Macaroni and cheese. Some syrup. All right, now I got to put it in the microwave. Start. Now we wait. It's okay if I stand this close to the microwave because this is how I got so smart. Oh, I think it's done. All right, it's done. And I wrote wow on it because wow, that's a yummy cake. All right, Mommy, I got your Mother's Day present. I made you a cake.
Oh, wow.
Glad you could read. I put wow on it because, wow, that's a yummy cake.
Or if you flip the cake around, it says Mom for Mother's Day.
Well, I'm not going to flip it around because that wasn't my intention.
Well, Jeffy, the cake looks delicious. What's in it?
Let me tell you, marshmallows, macaroni, syrup, yummy.
That does sound yummy, Jeffy. Thank you.
Eat it.
Okay, nom nom nom, delicious.
Eat all of it.
Well, Jeffy, I can't because I don't have a fork.
I'll go get you one.
Well, Jeffy, you know what? I'm actually kind of full already.
You know what? You see this shit? You see this shit? You're going to eat this shit, okay? Okay.
Baby, you're not going to actually eat that, are you?
I'll at least have a couple of bites, Marvin, for Jeffy.
He wants you to eat the whole thing.
I'm not going to eat the whole thing, Marvin.
I wouldn't eat any of it. It looks disgusting.
Well, you know what? At least he got me something for Mother's Day. What did you get me?
Well, I was thinking for Mother's Day, maybe you could give me a Blumpkin.
Ew, Marvin! No, that's disgusting!
Oh, come on. Just at least try it.
No, Marvin. I would never, ever, ever, ever in a million years ever try that. It's gross.
Wow! You said my cake is gross!
What, Jeffy? No, I wasn't talking about your cake.
Then what were you talking about?
I'm sorry, Jeffy. I can't tell you. It's too disgusting.
Because you were talking about my cake, you bitch!
No, I wasn't, Jeffy!
You're a bad mommy! You're not even my real mommy!
Jeffy, go to your room!
No, I hope you guys choke and die on my macaroni and marshmallow cake!
Because I didn't mean it. He was... Blumpkin maybe make you feel better.
I hate my mommy. She's not even my real mommy. I'm going to jump out this window and run away and find a new mommy that'll like my marshmallow macaroni syrup cake. See you later, crappy mommy.
Baby, stop crying.
But Jeffy hates me. He said I'm not his real mom.
To be fair, you're not his real mom.
Marvin!
But hey, his real mom is dead, and you know the bad stuff his real mom did. You're way better than her.
I'm the worst stepmom ever.
No, he just wanted you to try his disgusting cake.
I should have.
Well, you were going to, but then you turned down the Blump. See, if you wouldn't have turned down my Blump offer, you wouldn't have said all that gross stuff and made him think you're talking about his cake.
But Marvin, it is gross. It's disgusting.
Hey, I wouldn't say that too loud. He'd probably think you're still talking about his cake.
Aww.
Listen, I'm going to go talk to Jeffy and let him know this is a big misunderstanding.
Thank you, Marvin.
Yeah, and if this works, you might want to reconsider the Blumperoni and cheese.
No.
Hey, Jeffy. Rose is very upset. She's upset that you called her a bad mom, and she's not a bad mom. She didn't say your cake was disgusting. She said that me asking for a Blumpkin was disgusting. You see, a Blumpkin's when you're using the bath... Jeffy? Jeffy! Don't wait there, Jeffy! 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 Oh my god! He escaped! Well, not escaped, he ran away! Rose! Rose!
What?
Jeffy ran away out the window!
Oh no, Marvin, where would he go?
I don't know!
Marvin, we have to call the cops, it's not safe for him out there!
Why wouldn't outside be safe for Jeffy?
Marvin, he's 19 years old, he wears a diaper on the outside of his pants, he has a helmet on his head, and a pencil in his nose.
You're right, he might think a stop sign's a giant popsicle, we have to call the cops!
Yes, call him real quick!
Hey there, somebody call the cops?
Yes, officer. Wait, where's the other cop?
He went out of town for Mother's Day.
Aw, he took his mom somewhere for Mother's Day?
No, he wanted to get as far away from his mom as possible. He hates her.
Oh, that's sad.
Well, between me and you, I love her. She gives me Blumpkins.
Ew!
Lucky.
Marvin!
Anyway, why'd you call me?
Oh, well, our son ran away.
Well, how long's he been missing?
About 5 minutes.
All right, well, 5 minutes. We usually don't look for anybody until they've been missing for 3 days.
Well, our son is very special. He has the strength of 10 men.
Oh, I got what you mean. All right, what's he look like?
Well, he has a blue helmet on his head, a pencil in his nose, and a yellow shirt.
Hold on, hold on. I got to do a police sketch of this. Let me go get my materials. All right, explain what he looks like.
Okay, he has a blue helmet on his head, he has a pencil in his nose, he wears jeans and a diaper over his jeans, he has his name on his shirt, which is yellow, he has blue eyes and buck teeth.
Is this your son?
That's a minion.
I know, but is it your son?
No, that's not my son.
Also, Jeffy's eyes are crooked.
All right, well, I can imagine that.
Okay, and imagine him being a human and looking nothing like a minion.
Well, you want me to throw this away?
Actually, can I keep it?
Sure, ma'am. Here you go.
Aw, thank you.
I accept tips.
Oh, here you go.
Thank you, ma'am. And I also do caricatures if you guys are interested in that.
Oh, please.
No, we don't have time for that. We gotta find Jeffy.
Marvin, come on, please.
How long does it take?
About 15 minutes.
Oh, 15 minutes? We don't have 15 minutes, baby.
Marvin, it won't take too long.
Yeah, Marvin, it is Mother's Day.
Okay, fine. Hurry up.
All right.
New mommies, where are you?
There's a mommy over here, you.
Really?
Yeah, come a little closer.
I'm coming.
Come a little even closer.
I'm on my way.
Even closer.
Okay.
Come closer.
I'm coming.
You're almost there.
Here I am.
What's going on?
Hey there, Jeffy.
Mommy?
You thought you could kill me, huh? Well, now I'm gonna kill you.
No! Daddy! Help me!
Oops, I moved.
Oh, no worries, ma'am. I'm not looking at you guys anymore. I'm actually done.
What is that?
It's you begging for a Blumpkin.
Ew!
It's actually very accurate.
Hey, why do I look so chunky?
Don't blame the artist. Blame yourself. And I'd probably lay off the breadsticks at Olive Garden.
But I like the breadsticks.
Anyway, that'll be $20.
Okay, here you go.
Thank you, ma'am.
You know, Marvin, actually, I kind of like it.
I like it, too. It's very accurate. I just wish it happened in real life. Anyway, let's go look for Jeffy, please.
Actually, I do magic tricks.
We don't have time for magic tricks.
But, Marvin, I want to see a magic trick.
We don't have time for it. We're not doing a magic trick.
Marvin, please.
Okay, fine. This is the last thing we're doing.
All right, pull my sleeve.
Whoa, Marvin, look! It just keeps going and going and going. It's stuck. Oh,
you almost got it.
Whoa.
Oh, still some more there.
This is awesome, Marvin. Oh, it's stuck.
It's stuck.
Get the gear.
You got it. All right, that'll be $20.
Okay, the trick didn't even work all the way. It got stuck in your shirt over and over.
Well, at least I can juggle.
No, we're not doing no juggling. Go find Jeffy, please.
All right, your son, the minion. Got it.
He's not a minion.
I'm gonna chop you up limb by limb.
I'd rather you just shoot me.
Nah, that's too quick. I wanna make you suffer for what you did to me. So, which arm do you like the most?
Somebody help me!
Don't wanna answer? Well, I'll just choose for you. Right on.
Hey, kid, you okay?
My mommy trying to kill me.
Well, maybe you should have appreciated your other mommy more.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Come on, Jeffy, wake up! Wake up, Jeffy!
Wake up, Jeffy, wake up!
Oh, what's going on?
Jeffy, you fell asleep and you left the microwave on for 30 minutes with marshmallows in it. You almost drowned the whole house in marshmallows because you forgot to make Rose a Mother's Day gift.
Marvin, don't yell at him because he forgot about Mother's Day.
Oh, great. Now she knows about it. Good going, Jeffy.
Danny, I had no weirdest dream. I had a dream that you were trying to get a Blumpkin. And then a police officer came and drew you trying to get a Blumpkin.
Jeffy, what the heck's a Blumpkin?
I'll explain when you're older. And then my dead mommy came back and tied me up and tried to kill me.
Jeffy, I don't care about your stupid, dumb dream, Jeffy. All I care about is that you forgot Mother's Day. So tell Rose Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day, Mommy. I love you so much and you're the best mommy ever.
Thank you, Jeffy.
Now eat it.
Jeffy, please don't make me eat that.
You see this shit? You're gonna eat this shit.
Get her a fork, Jeffy.
What do you want to do tonight?
I don't know, dude. I'm bored.
Well, I think we should... Ooh, you hear that, Junior? My tummy's rumbling. That means it's grub time.
Yeah, I'm starving too, dude.
Yeah, I'm hungry too.
Well, you guys think we should go to McDonald's and get Happy Meals?
Oh, dude, yeah, that'd be fun.
But guys, we don't have a car.
Oh, yeah, and we can't drive.
I got a car.
Wait a minute. We want to go to McDonald's, and Jeffy has a car. Do you think maybe, perhaps, Jeffy could use his car to take us to McDonald's?
Do you think we should ask him?
I think we should. Hey, Jeffy, can you drive us to McDonald's in your car?
I don't know. I gotta ask my mommy and daddy for permission before I drive at night, because last time, I hit a moose.
How did he hit a moose in Florida?
Hey, Daddy!
Oh, hey, Jeffy, you're just in time for dinner. Eat your green beans.
Yucky!
Jeffy, eat your damn green beans.
Me not for to hunger time.
Well, if you're not hungry, then go to your room.
But, Daddy, I was gonna ask you if I could go to McDonald's with my friends and get Happy Meals.
No, Jeffy, you know you can't drive at night, because last time you went driving at night, you hit a hippo.
I thought it was a moose.
It was a hippopotamus.
Jeffy, eat your damn green beans.
I gotta go pee.
No, if you go driving at night, then I'm gonna ground you.
Almost forgot.
Oh, ooh, you goober. Oh, you damn goober. You're grounded. Ooh, guys, Jeffy's coming.
It seems like it's good news.
What'd your dad say?
My daddy said fuck no.
Aww.
But I'm gonna do it anyway.
Yay.
We just gotta go really fast so I don't get caught.
Yeah, we're gonna have to haul ass.
If that's one thing my pee-pee cruiser can do, it's haul ass. Let's go.
We got our Happy Meals! Now get home as fast as you can so your dad doesn't find out.
I'm gonna send you, Junior!
Yeah, go, 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 go!
Woohoo! Happy Meals!
Oh, yeah, dude. I love my nuggies.
Jeffy, that's a red light.
Shoot me!
That's a red light! Jeffy, you just ran a red light!
So?
That's against the law! You could go to jail!
It is?
Yeah!
Oh, no!
Ooh, Jeffy, you just ran a red light?
Who cares, dude? There's no cops around.
All right, guys, let's eat our Happy Meals.
I'm just glad we got back home without Jeffy's parents finding out.
Guys, do you think I'm gonna get in trouble for running that red light?
No, Jeffy, you already made it home safe. The cops can't find out now.
Yeah, dude, they can't pull you over at home.
Well, unless there was a red light camera on it.
What?
What's a red light camera?
Well, some red lights have a camera that takes a picture of your license plate when you run it.
That's a thing?
Yeah.
Dude, that sounds like an invasion of our privacy, and Martin Luther King did not die for that.
I don't really see what that has to do with traffic.
So you're telling me that the camera took a picture of my car running through the red light?
Well, maybe, if there was a camera on it.
My mommy and daddy can't find out that I ran a red light or else I'm fucked.
Wait, guys, I have a solution. Why don't we just go steal the traffic light?
What?
Yeah, if we steal it, they can't get the footage of Jeffy running the red light and he can't get in trouble.
That's a good idea, Junior.
No, it's not a good idea, because he'll get in way more trouble for stealing a traffic light than just running a red light.
But if his parents find out he ran a red light, he'll get grounded and then we won't have anybody with a car that can drive us places, so we have to steal it.
But if he gets caught stealing a traffic light, he'll go to jail.
It's a risk we have to take, Cody, so let's go steal a traffic light. All in favor of stealing a traffic light, say aye.
Aye.
I don't know about this, dude. I think I'm gonna go home.
Wait, why?
Because I don't want to go to jail, bro. Thanks for the Happy Meal, though.
Oh. Well, guys, I guess it's the Three Musketeers now.
Nope, it's the Two Musketeers because I'm not doing it either.
Why, you don't feel good?
Yes, I don't feel good. I don't feel good about stealing a traffic light.
Okay, can you at least be lookout for the cops?
Okay, fine, but only because I don't want you guys to get in trouble. But if the cops do show up, I'm snitching on your bitch asses.
All right, come on, Jake, let's go steal it. Leave your Happy Meal. Leave it.
guys, I can't believe we just stole a fucking traffic light. That's so crazy. That's so cool, guys. We're like rebels, you know? Other people dream of doing stuff like that, but we actually went out there and did it, you know? We're like pirates. We just take shit. We see something we want, we just take it. It's so badass, right, guys? Right? It's so fucking cool. We're so cool, right? Right? You know, right?
Yeah, we got away with it.
Yeah.
Classic.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, we should steal more stuff. I can't believe it. Like, it belonged to somebody else, and now it's ours, and we didn't even pay for it. That's so fucking cool.
Cody, you were the most against stealing that traffic light.
I know, but now that we got away with it, I want to steal more things. That's awesome.
Jeffy! Oh, Jeffy, I think your dad's coming.
Oh, no, we're going to get in so much trouble. Why did we even do this?
Oh, no, guys, hurry up and take the traffic light and hide it in my room.
Oh, Cody, let's hide in his room. Go on.
No.
Jeffy!
Oh, candy cane dick. There's a U-turn.
Jeffy, I cannot believe you threw your green beans at dinner.
I'm sorry, Danny, it slipped.
No, it didn't. You did it on purpose. Where did these Happy Meals come from?
They're Junior Joseph and Cody's. And that's why I wanted to go to McDonald's, because I wanted my own, because I was jealous.
That better be the truth, mister.
It is.
All right. Well, you go to your room.
Yes, sir.
Marvin, these Happy Meals aren't eaten. Oh, look! Chicken nuggies!
Baby, no, you can't eat that. We just ate a healthy dinner.
But Marvin, can I just have one cheeky nuggie?
No.
What about a Frenchie fry?
No, baby, we already had a can of green beans each. It's healthy.
Marvin, that is not a real dinner.
Well, Popeye the Sailor Man, he eats a can of green beans.
That's spinach!
Well, listen, we cannot break our diet, okay? We're on a strict diet. Now, I'm gonna go make sure Jeffy's in bed. Do not eat any of that Happy Meal.
All right, Jeffy, we tried to cover up the traffic light the best we could.
It's okay. My daddy doesn't suspect it then.
Jeffy, I think your dad's coming.
Oh, no, you guys gotta hide.
Yeah. Jeffy, are you in bed?
Yeah.
Why are you under the covers?
Because it's sleeping time.
Let me see your face. I want to make sure it's you. Let me see your face, Jeffy. All right, just making sure. Good night, Jeffy.
Good night, Daddy.
Wait a minute. What is that?
It's my nightlight.
Is that a traffic light?
Jimmy, why is there a tracker in your bed? How'd it get in your bed?
Danny, can I be the most honest with you that I've ever been?
Yes.
I honestly don't know how the fuck that traffic light got in his bed.
Jimmy, that doesn't make any sense. Traffic lights just don't appear in bed. Traffic lights are not meant for beds.
Well, that's what I was thinking. When I got to the bed, I pulled back the sheets. Fucking traffic light. I said, okay, I guess this is what we're doing. So I doubled down and I got into bed.
Jimmy, be honest with me. How did that traffic light get in your bed?
I don't know. Maybe it's a traffic light tooth fairy or some shit going around putting traffic lights in people's beds. Old tooth fairy dick. Covered in teeth with wings. Spits out quarters and shit.
Jimmy, what are you even talking about?
Honestly, Daddy, I don't even know.
So you're telling me you swear you don't know where that traffic light came from?
Daddy, I swear on my extra chromosome, I don't know where that fucking traffic light came from.
All right, so I'm going to investigate this and find out where it came from.
I think you should, too.
All right, you better not be lying to me.
All right, Daddy.
Oh, Marvin, I swear I wasn't eating the chicken nuggets. I just wanted to smell them.
Listen, we have a bigger problem on our hands. Jeffy has a traffic light in his bed.
What?
A traffic light. You know, the green light, yellow light, red light.
Yes, I know what you're talking about.
So I'm calling the cops to report it.
911, what's your emergency?
Yes, my son has a traffic light in his bed.
What?
A traffic light. You know the thing that makes your car stop and go?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's in his bed, the black dangly thing.
Wait, I'm sorry. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
The black dangly thing. It's in my son's bed. A traffic light.
Okay, yeah, I know what a traffic light is, but how'd it get in his bed?
I don't know. He said a traffic light tooth fairy put it there.
Okay, well, it sounds like you might be on drugs.
I'm not on drugs. I saw the traffic light in my son's bed.
Okay, well, listen, buddy. I'm gonna hang up now and pretend this conversation never happened.
No. Listen. It's red light, green light, but in my son's bed.
Okay, well, listen. If she says red light, just stop, okay? Otherwise, you and I might be talking under different circumstances.
Well, no. It's not like a... He didn't believe me.
Marvin, look, the news!
Breaking news! A haunted red light monster has been arrested for getting up and walking away from its intersection, ultimately leading into the deadly car accident that occurred earlier today.
Oh, baby, you don't think.
Huh?
Jimmy killed those people by stealing that traffic light.
What?
Yeah, he killed those people because he stole the traffic light. He caused that accident to happen. Jimmy's gonna go to jail.
Oh, no, Jimmy!
Who's that? Hello.
Hey there, police.
Oh, the police, what are you doing here?
Well, you just called me a minute ago about your son having a traffic light in his bed, and then there was just a deadly car accident due to a missing traffic light, so it was kind of like putting together a two-piece puzzle. It was pretty simple.
Oh, I don't think those things are related at all.
Yeah, I would be really shocked if they weren't. I'm talking really fucking shocked. Like, I would actually bet my left nut that they are, in fact, related. And that's actually my favorite nut because it hangs just slightly lower than the other one.
Oh.
Yeah, so I'm gonna come in and just try to, you know, knock this out, you know? See if someone's going to jail. I think they are. I think they're fucking going to jail. Come on, let's rock this shit. Well, am I good at my job or what? Boom! Traffic light. Boom! There's a missing traffic light. Boom! It's right here in your bed. Boom! Case closed. You know, I'm really excited because the chief gives us a Tootsie Pop every time we get an open and shut case, and this case is shut! So who am I arresting first?
Well, it wasn't me.
It wasn't me either!
Ugh, I forgot. I gotta actually prove you guys did it. God, I hate this part. It's always so hard. And I can't check for fingerprints because of course you touched it. It was a traffic light in your bed. I touch it too. Actually, I've never even touched a traffic light. Now I've touched it. That was pretty cool. Now what?
Well, it wasn't me, and Jeffy said it just appeared in his bed.
I can't even check the traffic light cameras because there isn't one.
Wait, there's no red light camera on it?
No, not on this one.
Oh, so he didn't see me run the red light.
Wait, so you ran this red light and then it just showed up in your bed?
Yeah, it must have been mad that I ran the red light and it followed me all the way home.
Well, red lights can't follow you home. Unless it's some kind of haunted red light monster.
Well, it would make sense if it was haunted, because why else would it leave its spot and cause that deadly car accident? That sounds pretty haunted to me.
Oh my god, you're right. That's exactly what a haunted red light monster would do.
And it touched my butthole!
Okay, we can add that to the list of charges. It's breaking and entering, and then it came into your bed.
And my ass!
Alright, that's it. You're under arrest, red light monster. You're coming with me. Freaking heavy. Jesus. Could you lift that in? This sucks.
Breaking news, UK. A haunted red light monster has been arrested for getting up and walking away from its intersection, ultimately leading into the deadly car accident that occurred earlier today.
Marvin, I'm so glad that haunted traffic light is behind bars.
It can't hurt anyone else anymore.
Justice has been served.
Jeffy, how's your butt feeling?
Prolapsed and leaking.
Well, Jeffy, that traffic light is behind bars, so you let me know if there's ever another traffic light in your bed.
I will, Daddy, and I'll scream too. I'll be like, Daddy, come quick! There's your traffic light in my bed!
Okay, good. Baby, where are those chicken nuggets that were in that box?
Well, Marvin, I know what you're thinking, but I did not eat them, okay? I was going to eat them, but they ran away because they were haunted chicken nuggets.
Baby, that is the worst lie I've ever heard. Chicken nuggets cannot get up and run away, and chicken nuggets can't be haunted.
But Marvin, it's true!
Don't lie to me. You're teaching Jeffy how to lie, because right now, Jeffy's been telling the truth for a while now, and you're gonna teach him how to lie. So you better own up to it.
You're right, Marvin. I'm sorry.
Yeah, don't lie. You be more like Jeffy. Tell the truth.
Yeah, I'm a truther. I've been truthing around this bitch all day.
Nothing gets past you, Marvin.
Nope, nothing gets past me. I'm smart. Yeah, I know everything. Right, all our bags are packed.
Oh, Marvin, I'm so excited to go to St. Louis, Missouri.
If we're going to Missouri, why are you dressed like you're going to the beach?
Because we are going to the beach, Marvin.
There's no beach in St. Louis.
Marvin, prepare to be wrong. Check this out. What's that right next to the arch? That's right, it's a beach. Can you imagine floating in a pool floaty and looking up at the arch? I think that's heaven, Marvin.
Well, that looks like a river.
Yeah, the Mississippi.
I can't wait to go snorkeling and eat Mexican food.
Oh, Marvin, they have the best Mexican food. I swear, it's like they hop the border and come straight to St. Louis.
So you've been to St. Louis before?
Yeah, we go every summer.
Boyne says it's the cheapest beach you can go to.
Yeah, it's amazing, Marvin. See in the picture? There's nobody else there. It's like having your own private beach just for you and also that barge.
Okay, well, why don't we go somewhere more tropical, like Oklahoma?
Marvin, everybody's going to be swimming in the beaches of Oklahoma this time of year. You know where they're not going to be? St. Louis, Missouri.
Okay, well, let's not miss our flight. Grab your bags.
Yeah, we got to hurry up. We have a Southwest flight, and it's like riding a bus. There's no assigned seating. It's just first come, first serve. So we might not actually even be sitting together. I swear, if I get seated next to a crying baby, I'm going to punch it in the face.
Well, if you punch it, it's going to cry more.
Not if I punch it hard enough, Marvin. Just kidding, but maybe I'm not. Come on, let's go!
How lucky of us that we all get to sit together in one row.
I know, isn't it great, Marvin?
Daddy, what would happen if the plane crashed into a building?
Jeffy, don't say stuff like that.
Well, it happened 3 times, almost 4.
Jeffy, that was a long time ago.
Yeah, Jeffy, it's not going to happen, so shut up.
All right, one more question. How do we know that the pilot didn't catch his wife cheating on him and he's about to crash the plane on purpose to get back at life?
Oh, I'm starting to freak out, Jeffy!
Calm down. That's not going to happen. They screen the pilots every day, I think.
I hate sitting in the middle seat. And I'm sitting next to a baby.
Fungus, sit down.
What the fuck? You named your baby Fungus? Well, would you like to sit next to Fungus?
No, she likes the window seat.
Okay, well, do you want to switch seats with me so I can sit on the end and you can sit with Fungus?
No, I like the aisle seat.
Oh, yeah, that makes fucking sense.
Mama! 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 Mama!
I think
Mama,
it wants your attention.
Mama!
That's okay. She's self-soothing. She'll calm down in 30 minutes to an hour.
Oh, that is fucking perfect. Hey, you think you could cry louder? I don't think my eardrums have ruptured yet. How do you like it?
Can I get y'all anything before takeoff?
Yeah, I'd like a bomb so I can blow this plane up.
Sir, you can't say bomb on an airplane.
Oh, sorry. Well, can I at least get some earplugs then?
Oh, shoot, I just gave away my last pair.
Oh, were those people also sitting next to a screaming baby?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I'm sure they needed it way more than I do. Oh, one more thing. Hypothetically, if I were to punch this baby, would I still be able to go to St. Louis?
No.
Oh, okay.
Wah!
Oh, I really want to see that arch. Okay, that's it. Shut up, baby. Shut up. Give me something to cry about.
That baby sounds like it's getting murdered.
Hey.
What? Go back to your seat.
I just punched a baby over there, and now the flight attendant is saying I have to switch seats.
Would any of y'all mind switching seats with him?
Rose, you want to switch seats with him?
Sure, I'll sit by a baby.
Wait, really? I get a window seat? I gotta start punching babies more often. Oh, Marvin, this is the perfect way to start a vacation in St. Louis, Missouri. I'm on a Southwest flight right next to my best buddy. Hey, Marvin, what do you think the odds are that the flight attendant will suck me off in the bathroom?
What?
Nah, I'm just kidding. That's crazy. That wouldn't happen. It's crazy. But maybe, right? No, I wouldn't let it get that far. I wouldn't do that.
This is your captain speaking. I just want everyone to know that last night I caught my wife cheating on me with 3 black guys. So you're gonna have to bear with me. Prepare the cabin for takeoff.
Well, Marvin, it sounds like the captain's having a rough day. But don't worry, he'll cheer right up as soon as we land in St. Louis, Missouri. Happiest place on earth. Bumpy takeoff.
Well, it's really bumpy takeoff.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm gonna crash it.
What?
It's gonna be full.
Wait a minute. What happened? Wait, I thought I punched you.
Can I get y'all anything before takeoff?
You already asked us that.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
This is your captain speaking. I just want everyone to know that last night I caught my wife cheating on me with 3 black guys. So you're gonna have to bear with me. Prepare the cabin for takeoff.
Wait a minute. That means this plane's gonna crash. I need to get off this plane. Wait, come on. Marvin, Rose, Jeffy. Marvin, Jeffy, Rose. I just had a vision that this plane is gonna crash.
Well, it's gonna crash?
Yeah, I had a That's So Raven moment. We need to get off this plane.
Okay, what about your wife?
Oh, yeah. Karen, we're leaving. Come on, let's go. Oh, hey, look at that. I left my bag. See, isn't it good that we got off that plane?
Why'd you make us get off the plane? We missed our flight.
Yeah, what the hell is going on, Boynie?
Well, I had a vision that the plane was going to crash.
You daydreamed the plane crashing so you made us all miss our vacation?
No, it wasn't a daydream. It was really realistic. Like, I punched this baby in the face, and then I came and sat with Marvin, and then the pilot said he was sad, and then he crashed the plane.
It sounds like you fell asleep in your seat and had a bad dream.
No, trust me. I could not have fallen asleep with that baby screaming at me.
Boynie, you ruined our summer vacation.
Yeah! Okay, well, you guys are gonna thank me when that plane crashes.
I don't think that plane's gonna crash. Planes don't crash anymore. Planes are very safe.
Look, the news!
Breaking news, MK! A plane, during takeoff, drove off the runway and crashed into a building, killing all 180 passengers on board.
Oh my god!
How horrible! Those poor people!
Yes! Yes, I was right! Yes! Face! Oh yeah, you guys didn't believe me, but then I whipped out the dick of truth and I was like, ugh, all over you guys! Oh yeah, I was like, the plane's gonna crash, and you were like, nuh-uh, and then you know what happened? It blew up! It crashed! And yes, I know I'm being a little insensitive because 180 people died, but I know 5 motherfuckers who didn't! Right, Marvin? Right? We are alive! Yes, because of me! Because of how right I was! I'm totally gonna use this at parties. I'm gonna be like, hey, you know that plane that crashed? I was on it until I got off because I had a bad feeling. I like making stuff about me. You know, like whenever I see a car accident on the news, and I'm like, I drive on that street all the time! That totally could have been me! But it wasn't, but I'm still gonna make a Facebook post about how it could have been. Yummy the likes! Oh god, I love being right so much! Okay, Karen, come on. Let's go home and you make me dinner to celebrate how right I am.
I cannot believe we just escaped death.
All right, Boynie, your taquitos will be ready in about 20 minutes.
Yummy, taquitos. I like those.
I know you do, Boynie. Oh, Boynie, whose dollar and one penny is this on the counter?
It's mine, Karen. Don't touch it.
Okay, well, I'm just going to move it out of my way. Oh, no! Boynie, I dropped your penny down the garbage disposal!
Well, you better get it, goddammit. That's a 1997 penny. I like that year.
Okay, Boynie. Oh. It's so deep. Oh, deep.
Oh, my God, that's so hot. Oh, that's so hot. Oh, no, I'm so sorry.
Karen, what's all that screaming about? If you burnt the taquitos, we can always just get Uber Eats. Karen? Oh, God, you definitely burned the taquitos. It smells like a burning body. Well, Karen, I'm gonna go over to Marvin's house. Definitely not a strip club. It's definitely gonna be Marvin's house. No strip clubs for me. Just Marvin. Okay.
Marvin, it's just so sad those people died today. We could have died.
I know, but we didn't. We got off the plane, so just be grateful we're alive.
Okay, Dad. Look how high I'm jumping.
Jeffy, no jumping on the trampoline in the living room.
Oh, trampoline dick. Bounce up and down and shit.
Seriously, Jeffy, people lost their lives. There's no mood to jump on a trampoline right now.
Well, jumping on your trampoline makes me feel better. Dang, how high do you think I can jump?
Jeffy was jumping on the trampoline. He got decapitated by the ceiling fan.
Oh my God, Jeffy!
Yeah, that, more of that.
Oh, no!
What do we do?
I'm gonna go take a bath.
A bath?
Yes, I'm gonna take a bath because I'm sad.
Well, you don't take a bath until you see someone die.
Marvin, it's my sad bath time.
I don't know what I'm gonna do. I gotta call 911. Why do I call 911? He's already dead. There's no saving him. He's dead. His head's completely off. What do I do?
Oh, this bath is making me feel so much better. Oh, I'm gonna watch TikTok on my phone.
Hey, buddy, I think my wife burned dinner. You want to come to the strip club with me?
I just saw my son get decapitated by a ceiling fan.
Well, that's why we don't put trampolines under ceiling fans. There you go, buddy. What did we learn?
You don't care that my son is dead?
Well, listen, you're not the only one dealing with the dead body, okay? I'm pretty sure my wife fell into an oven and got cooked to death.
You saw that happen to her?
Well, I didn't see it, but I heard it. I didn't want to see it because I didn't want to be traumatized. But I'm also kind of freaking out because I saw this movie called Final Destination where some people avoid dying in a plane crash and then they start dying in freak accidents. And I'm pretty sure that's what's happening to us because my wife is dead, your son is dead, and I don't see your wife, so I'm assuming she's dead too.
My wife might be dead?
Yeah, probably. So I figure if we're gonna die anyway, we might as well die at the strip club, right? I mean, what's the worst that could happen there? A stripper's ass is too fat and it engulfs my head and I suffocate? Or I'm sucking on titties and they're too fat and I suffocate? That sounds like a pretty good death to me, Marvin.
Yeah, I guess the best place to die is a strip club.
Yeah, exactly. So, how are we gonna get there?
Well, we can take my car.
No cars. There's a car accident in Final Destination 2 and it's horrible. A log goes through a windshield. No, I don't want to deal with that.
Okay,
Do you have a bike? No, because then if the chain breaks, it might slit our throat and I don't want to do that either.
Why don't we just walk?
No, because we could get hit by a car or lightning or another plane. No, that's no good.
We can just call an Uber, right?
Yes, that's a good idea. I don't think death would kill an innocent Uber driver just to get to us. Good idea.
Okay, let me call the Uber.
Let me get my bowling ball.
Wait, why are you bringing a bowling ball to a strip club?
Because there's a bowling alley at the strip club, Marvin. It's called Tens and Pins, because you can look at tens while you're knocking down pins. It's great.
Oh, okay. The Uber's almost here.
Oh, last one there is a rotten egg.
Oh, no, I'm going down there.
Oh, no fair, I gotta roll my ball.
I'm gonna make it to the Uber first. I'm not gonna be a rotten egg.
I'm gonna catch you, Marvin. Oh, shit, watch out. Ouch. Oh, yeah, that would happen. Yeah, I am definitely in a Final Destination movie. I really gotta get to the strip club. Oh, man, I am ready to die. Yes, I am.
Oh, hey, what's your name?
I'm Brooklyn Guy.
Great, what are you doing here?
Oh, I'm just looking for something to kill me.
Oh, my God, are you depressed?
No, I'm in a pretty good mood. I just know I'm gonna die soon.
Oh, is it like cancer?
No, it's gonna be a freak accident.
Are you a psychic?
Well, maybe. I did have a vision earlier that helped me avoid a plane crash.
Oh, my God, that's so cool.
Hey, can I give you money to do stuff to me?
Sure, but I have to tell you, I have HIV.
Oh, there it is. That's how it's gonna get me. I'm looking death in the face. Yep, I can't cheat death twice. You know what? I don't even think I want to. This is how I die.
Hey, no touching the lettuce!
Oh, no, I paid.
Oh, no! Fuck! No, not like this! Oh, come on! No, it was supposed to be hot! I was supposed to die in the titties! It's not fair! Curse you, cruel death!
Guys, what do you want to do tonight?
You guys want to watch RuPaul's Drag Race?
Oh my God, yes!
Oh, dude, is it like Fast and Furious? I love racing movies.
Yeah, I want to watch a drag race movie.
No, it's a fashion show about drag queens.
It's men who dress up like women.
Oh, dude, I'm out. I didn't sign up for this.
Joseph, you said you needed help with that thing. I'm coming.
Junior, come sit back down.
Yeah, don't worry, Junior. You're gonna love it.
RuPaul's Drag Race! That drag badass! RuPaul's Drag Race! Yes, drag badass!
Hello, welcome to RuPaul's Drag Race. It's me, RuPaul. We're down to our grand finale and the last two contestants. Let's meet them. Our first contestant is Dixie Tucker.
Where is she tucking it? I wonder.
Our second contestant is Tasha Salad.
Oh my God, my favorite dressing is balsamic or balsucket.
Ooh, I don't know who should win, Dixie or Tasha.
I hope Tasha wins. She was the underdog this season.
Who do you think's gonna win, Junior?
Huh?
Who do you think is hot?
Those are dudes, right?
Well, yeah, who do you think's gonna win?
Win what?
Well, the competition. Which one do you think's the better woman?
I don't know yet.
Okay, well, I'll ask you after they do their thing.
Now, these two lovely ladies are going to have a dance-off to see who's gonna be crowned the next drag superstar. Come on, ladies, dance! I've seen enough. Oh, RuPaul has made her decision. The next drag superstar is...
Thank you.
pasta salad. You are a true drag superstar. Oh, you deserve it. Dixie Tucker, sashay away.
Hey, I can't believe I won.
Hey, Tasha won.
Oh my god, yes! Junior, do you think she deserved it?
Yeah, was she hot enough to win?
That's a dude, though, right?
Yeah, we told you it was, but is she hot, though?
She's not a...
Come on, Junior, you can say it.
Yeah, we're not gonna make fun of you.
I don't...
Junior, if you think she's hot, just say so, it's okay.
Junior, it's just between us. Who are we gonna tell?
I mean, she, I...
Gay!
Oh my god, Junior, why don't you go marry her?
What?
We told you she was a dude. I'm gonna go tell Chef Phoebe.
Don't tell Chef Phoebe you today!
Cooking up the brownies!
The brownies!
Chef Phoebe!
What?
Junior?
Yes?
We were watching RuPaul's Drag Race, and there was a drag queen named Tasha Salad, and Junior said she was hot.
It's not true, Chef Phoebe! Gay boy! You a gay boy!
No,
I just said she was I!
You like boy booty and I.
Booty boy.
No, I know! I was just saying it because I didn't want to be homophobic!
Nah, you just a booty diver.
Oh, I hate you guys.
Relax, Junior. I was just yanking your crank.
Junior, you don't have to cry about it.
But you guys baited me into thinking that guy was hot.
It's okay. I'm gay.
I wish I had a TV show like RuPaul.
What would your TV show even be about?
I don't know, like giving makeovers to homeless people or something.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Really?
Yeah, we could call it Extreme Homeless Makeover.
Oh my god, I love that name.
Why would you give a homeless person a makeover? They're just gonna end up being stinky again.
Well, Junior, they need makeovers more than anybody. That's why they can't get jobs, because they're so dirty and stinky. But if we give them a makeover, they could actually pass a job interview.
Do you think we could record it and upload on YouTube and get millions of views and make millions of dollars?
Junior, I think we can help homeless people.
We would be helping the homeless people because we'd be giving them a makeover. In return, we get views and money.
Well, I kind of just wanted to do it to help the homeless people.
Cody, I don't think you guys are understanding me. We're going to be helping the homeless people, but we're going to be making some profit by doing it.
Junior, I don't think we should profit off of homeless people.
Listen, we have to make a profit somehow. Everyone makes money in this world. There's a business and doing things. And listen, guys, we're going to do it. Okay, let's start doing it.
Okay, but how are we going to do that? We're just kids.
I have a camera.
Wow, you read my mind.
I have a camera. I'll record you guys giving the homeless guy a makeover, and I'll upload it, and I'll manage the channel and the money and everything else, okay?
Okay, that sounds good.
I'm gonna grab my camera. Let's go find a homeless guy.
Okay.
Guys, there's a smelly bum right here.
Junior, don't call him that.
Okay, I'm recording.
Oh, hi everyone.
Welcome to my crib. Is this cardboard box made of cardboard?
Mr. Homeless Guy, you're on camera. We are doing a makeover show.
Oh, hi, Mom. Sorry, Dad.
Can we give you a makeover so that you can make money and get a job?
I pooped in my britches.
Which is why we're gonna give you a makeover.
My butt gets you. You gonna wipe me, lady?
We're gonna give you a makeover. Come on, let's go.
Okay, Mr. Homeless Guy, sit down over here.
Why didn't you guys put a towel before you sat down? Now my couch is gonna smell bad.
Junior, don't say that.
This whole thing is stupid.
What's wrong, Junior?
We're doing this whole thing wrong, Cody.
Well, what's wrong about it?
The homeless guy hasn't cried yet.
Well, why would he cry?
Because he's supposed to be so grateful we're gonna give him a makeover, he starts bawling his eyes out. That's what people on YouTube wanna see, someone being grateful and crying. When Mr. Beast gives out a car, they cry.
Well, we're not giving him a car, we're just offering him a makeover, and as far as he knows, we might be lying.
This whole thing's dumb.
Is someone ever wipe my stinky ass or what?
Oh my god, he's missing an ear!
Ugh, and he smells like shit.
See, that's what you gotta say on camera. People gotta feel bad for him from being so gross.
But Junior, that's mean!
Look, we're gonna restart and do it my way. So look, we're gonna say that we found the homeless guy and we brought him on the couch. Go!
Hi everyone! So we found this homeless guy outside and we brought him inside to give him a makeover! Cody's gonna go and clean him up.
What, me? Why me?
Yeah, Cody, go on outside and hose him down.
Hose him down? That's not gonna be a good look for the channel. Why don't we just let him take a shower?
We're not letting that gross piece of shit in my bathroom. He's gonna make my bathroom smell bad.
What, Junior, I hope you know you can't keep any of this in the video.
I'll edit it out. Look, go outside and hose him down. And Penelope, say we'll cut to these messages.
We'll cut after these messages.
All right, go hose him down, Cody.
My butt's squishy.
Oh, come on. Okay, we're back.
I'm back. No, take a bent antenna, tuna, Slim Shady.
Well, he looks a lot better.
Yeah, I tried to clean all the dirt and shit off of him the best I could with just the hose and no soap.
He still hasn't cried?
No.
Mr. Homeless Guy, can you please cry for us?
I haven't cried since my friend Chuckles the Squirrel died.
Well, can you think back to when Chuckles the Squirrel died and cry?
Who's Chuckles the Squirrel?
You just said he's your friend that died.
Huh? I don't know what you're talking about.
Listen, we need you to cry, so if you cry, I'll give you a chalupa from Taco Bell.
Wah, I want a chalupa.
No, don't cry yet. You have to cry after Penelope talks to you. Then you get the chalupa. All right, and go.
Junior, I don't think this is a good
idea. Do it!
Okay. wait. Mr. Homeless Guy, you just had your bath. How do you feel?
Wah, give me a chalupa.
No, you don't mention the chalupa yet. Listen, after you say you're happy about your bath, that's when you get your chalupa.
I say that, and I get a chalupa.
Yes.
In my mouth.
Yes.
Sour cream.
There is sour cream on it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, go.
All right, Mr. Homeless Man, you just had your bath. How do you feel?
No, hey, back off. You don't get the chalupa yet.
I want a chalupa.
You don't get the chalupa until you say you're happy about your bath.
Well, I'm happy. Give me a chalupa, chalupa man.
Okay, have it.
Junior, he just called you Chalupy Man. Aren't people going to wonder what that's about?
Well, name the channel Chalupy Man.
No, Junior. Cody and I already named it. It's Extreme Homeless Makeover.
I guess you can have your chalupa now. Listen, I'm doing what's best for the channel. Look, now give him his full makeover so we can cut to the end and he can look all nice, okay?
Okay.
You enjoy that chalupa.
Uh-huh.
All right, Junior, I'm all done.
All right, guys, say it with me. Move that box.
Ta-da!
Oh, wow, he looks so good. Tell us what you did to make him look good.
Okay, so I shaved his beard, and I put that hair on top of his head to cover up his bald spot, and then I brushed his teeth, and I put some blush on his cheeks to give him color, and then I put him in a suit.
So how are you feeling, homeless man?
I feel good. No.
All right, looks like we did a good job. So, guys, if you want to see us take care of more homeless people and give them makeovers, subscribe to our channel and give us a bunch of money. The end. All right, Cody, you can throw him back on the street. We're done.
We can't just throw him back onto the street.
We used him for what we needed. We gave him a makeover, and we gave him a chalupa so he can leave now.
Well, I guess he does look better.
So please escort the homeless guy out of the house.
Okay, come on.
I love you, Chalupa Man. I'll never forget you.
All right, out you go. I hope you have a good life. I love you. Sorry, buddy.
Wah, I want another chalupa.
So did you let Stinky back out in the wild?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, well, I'm about to edit the video so we can be millionaires.
You're going to have to do a lot of damn editing. You said some terrible things.
But they were all true.
We're only going to have like 2 minutes of usable footage.
Good news!
Breaking news, MK. Billionaire and owner of the Jacksonville Jaguars, Shahid Khan, has been kidnapped and a ransom note was found at his house. Cops are investigating now.
Hey, that kind of looks like the homeless guy.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
Guys?
What?
Don't be mad, but I wasn't recording.
Junior!
Are you kidding me?
Oh, I thought I pressed the recording button, but I guess I was just holding the camera.
Junior, you had one job!
I thought I pressed the record button. I'm sorry, guys. Look, we can always go find another homeless guy.
Well, to make us all feel better, we did do it for free. We helped a homeless guy.
But I only wanted to do it if we were going to make money, Cody.
Chalupa! Someone give me a chalupa! Chalupa car.
Oh, my God, Mr. Shahid Khan, is that you? We've been looking all over for you.
I want a chalupa.
Oh, of course. You must be starving. Those kidnappers probably didn't feed you. Just get in the car, sir. We'll get you somewhere safe.
Can I have some chalupas?
Yeah. We'll get you a lot of chalupas. Come on.
Junior, we're not finding another homeless guy.
We have to go do it again because we need the footage to make money. We have to make a profit.
Oh, look, the news again.
Breaking news, MK. Billionaire Shahid Khan has been found walking around the streets asking for chalupas. Police say he's a little disoriented, but he is now at home recovering.
Oh, great. The billionaire's safe when there's millions of starving people in the world.
What do you think the homeless guy's doing right now?
He's not doing as good as that billionaire is.
Oh, my God. You're so sexy and rich and hot and rich.
Haha, money, chalupas.
Well, I'm really glad we got you home safe, sir. I guess now we can rip up this ransom note now that we don't have to pay all that money.
Jeffy, come give Marvin his Father's Day card.
Here you go, Daddy. Read it.
World's best farter.
Mm-hmm. Unless we're telling you in time.
Happy Farter's Day.
Do you get it, Marvin? Instead of Father's Day, it says Farter's Day.
Yeah, I get it.
Like a fart.
Like a shit.
Yeah, I get it, guys.
What's wrong, Marvin?
There's no money in my Father's Day card.
You're not supposed to get money for Father's Day.
But Jeffy gets money in his birthday cards.
Yes, but that's his birthday.
Listen, baby, we're in a lot of debt. Jeffy would have held us out if he would have given me $100.
Marvin, it's not Jeffy's job to get us out of debt.
I know, just we're so behind on bills. Let me just turn on the Charlie Brown Father's Day special.
Hey, Dad, happy Father's Day. Where's Snoopy? I can't find him.
Womp, 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 womp.
What? You put him to sleep?
But he was my best friend. Listen, I know he would fly his doghouse like an airplane and maybe get us in a little trouble with the FAA, but he didn't deserve to die. His ashes? Good grief.
Hey, Charlie, want to kick the football?
Yeah, that would cheer me up. Here I go.
Ah!
Lucy's a bitch!
Chippy!
Well, she did move the football when Charlie Brown was trying to kick it.
Yeah, that was real C-word behavior!
Chippy, we don't talk like that!
I just can't focus on Father's Day, guys. We're in so much debt, and I don't know how to pay our bills.
Marvin, look, the news!
Breaking news, McKay! The famous painter, Jacques-Pierre Francois, has sold one of his famous paintings for $300 million. It is considered one of the rarest and priciest paintings because it was one of three paintings he's ever signed. So if you have a painting that is signed by Jacques-Pierre Francois, you could potentially sell it for hundreds of millions of dollars. And I have an exclusive interview with him now. Let's go to that. I'm here with world-renowned painter Jacques-Pierre Francois. So tell me, Jacques, why have you only ever signed three paintings?
Well, I believe my painting should not be tainted with my signature. I think you should know who painted it just from the art itself.
Mm-hmm. So why did you sign those three paintings?
Well, I was, how you Americans say, zooted off of the zannies.
Okay. Would you be willing to sign another painting and then we split the money?
No, I do not care about the money. I only care about art. Now, if you will excuse me, I will create my next painting only from the doo-doo from my butthole. I will call it The Shit.
Well, you heard it here, folks. Jacques will not be signing any more paintings.
Look, there's my sperm donor.
That is Jeffy's real father.
Marvin, no. He's a deadbeat. You take care of Jeffy, so you're Jeffy's real dad.
Yeah, you're my real daddy.
Jeffy, don't touch me. Guys, did you not just see what the news said? If he signs a painting, you get hundreds of millions of dollars. And that's Jeffy's real dad. So don't you think that maybe he would sign a painting for Jeffy and we get a quick 100 million?
Marvin, are you sure this is how you want to spend your Father's Day?
Yes, baby. We can have $100 million by the end of the day. We just have to get him to sign a painting.
Well, how are you going to do that?
I don't know. I got to think of a plan. But I need a cop.
Why do you need a cop?
For my plan.
You just said you didn't have a plan.
But now I have a plan and I need a cop. Hold on.
Hey there, somebody call a cop?
Yes, cop. I have a plan that I need your help with. And if it works, it could possibly make me $100 million.
Well, based on that laugh, it sounds like you're about to ask me to do something illegal. But for half of that money, I might consider it.
I'm not going to give you a half of my $100 million if this plan works.
Well, if I'm helping you, you have to give me something. Look, just tell me what you want me to do, and I'll tell you how much I want.
All right, so Jeffy's dad is a famous painter.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
And he's only ever signed three of his paintings, which makes his signature super rare and makes the paintings worth $100 million.
Oh, yeah, I just saw that on the news.
So, since Jeffy's his son, do you think maybe you can make a fake document that he has to sign if he wants to never take care of Jeffy again? Because me and Rose take care of Jeffy. So be like, hey, if you never want to take care of your son again, sign this paper. And right before he signs it, you pull the paper away and he signs a painting and you run away with it.
Oh, yeah, the classic paper painting signature trick scheme. Yeah, I've done that a few times.
So you think it'll work?
Well, we can definitely get him to sign it. The problem is we don't have a painting for him to sign. And his paintings already go for tens of millions of dollars even without a signature.
You're right. His paintings are so expensive. Wait a minute. You're a cop. Why don't you get a job at a museum as a night guard and you let me break into a museum and steal one of the paintings?
No. I am never working as a guard at a museum ever again. Last time I did that, all the exhibits came to life and it was a whole thing. We would do an animation about that, but we already spent our animation budget on the Charlie Brown thing earlier, so sorry.
Oh, man, I wish I had tens of millions of dollars to buy a painting.
Well, do you have a friend that has tens of millions of dollars?
I do, but I wouldn't call him a friend.
Well, can you call him?
Well, I'll call him, but I won't call him a friend.
God damn it, just call him.
Wait, why are you so pushy?
Because I want this money now.
Oh, okay, well, how much do you want? You never told me how much you want out of the money.
I haven't decided yet.
Okay, let me call him. Okay, I'm calling him. It's ringing.
What the fuck do you want, Marvin, you piece of shit? I was in the middle of getting a Blumpkin.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Goodman. You can call me back.
No, it's fine. You've already ruined it. What do you want?
Oh, okay, well, I was going to ask if you could pop...
Oh, you can keep talking. I'm just sipping on a glass of Cabernet Sauvignon. 2018, excellent year.
Okay, well, I was going to ask...
George! You fuckhead! The Sauvignon! It's half empty! More! Go ahead, Marvin.
Okay, well, I was going to ask you for...
You better not be asking me for money, because that will constipate me all to hell.
I'm not asking you for money. It's kind of like a loan, not really a...
What? I want half. No, you're not going to get half. I just decided I want half.
Half of what?
Oh, Goodman, can you please hold just one
second? No, I don't do well with holding. I don't hold.
Just for like a second.
I'm hanging up.
No, don't hang up.
My finger is approaching the hang up button.
No, you're not getting half.
I want half.
You know, how about 25 million?
Okay.
25 million, yes, I accept.
What? Oh, no, not to you. I wasn't talking to you.
Who the fuck are you giving $25 million to and you can't pay your fucking house payment?
Oh, no, no, listen, I don't have $25 million yet, but if you give me a loan of $10 million, I can give him $25 million.
Why the fuck would you give him $25 million? You should give me $25 million because I gave you the $10
million. You would be getting $25 million also because I'd be getting $100
million. How the fuck are you getting $100 million with my $10 million? Because I might as well just take my $10 million and make $100 million.
Listen, you can't do it without me or Broken Guy. You need both of us.
Well, you can't do it without me, apparently, because I'm the one holding $10 million fucking dollars.
Okay, how about you just come over and we talk about this?
You want me to stop getting a Blumpkin to come over to listen to you talk?
Well, you can finish your Blumpkin, then come over.
No, it's fine. I'm already constipated. It's all your fault. You ruined it. I'm on my way.
Okay. All right, he's coming over and he can help with the plan.
Okay, great.
Oh, wow, he drives really fast. Let me go get the door.
Hello?
All right, Marvin, what's the plan?
What's that?
My Savic non.
You drank and drove?
Yes, I have good lawyers, so stop being a bitch and invite me in.
Okay, come on. Okay, so here's the plan. We need $10 million.
Can I try that?
Sure.
Ooh, that's good. What year is that?
2018.
Oh, that's a good year.
I know.
Can we get back to the plan?
Oh, yeah.
All right, so Goodman, we need $10 million from you so we can buy a Jacques-Pierre Francois painting, because that's Jeffy's dad. And if he finds a painting, it's worth $100 million. So Broken Guy is going to get a contract that he needs to sign to say that he's not taking care of Jeff anymore. And right before he signs the paper, he's going to pull the paper away so Jacques-Pierre Francois signs the painting, and then we can sell the painting for $100 million.
Okay, and how much do I get?
You'd get $25 million and he'd get $25 million, I'd get $50 million.
No, if we're gonna do the deal, then I want $50 million and you guys each get $25 million.
Marvin, I just changed my mind. I want $50 million now.
You both can't get $50 million because then I'll get nothing. Okay, fine. I'll get $25 million, he'll get $25 million, you'll get $50 million.
Okay, good, deal.
Alright, so give me the $10 million, I'll go buy a painting.
Well, we don't need to go buy a painting, I already have one.
You already have a Jacques-Pierre Francois painting?
I do, let me go get it. Alright, here's the painting. It's called The Royal Puss.
You weren't lying. You actually do have one of his paintings.
Yep.
Alright, so all you have to do is get him to sign it. So go.
What do you mean go, like I'm a dog?
You said you could get him to sign it. So grab the painting, grab a piece of paper, and go trick him.
I don't know where to find him.
What do you mean you said you'd get him to sign it?
Yeah, I can get him to sign it. I can't bring him here. You have to bring him here.
How am I supposed to bring him here?
I don't know.
Oh, great. Another problem we have to solve.
Everybody shut up. I figured it out.
Tell me.
I'm not going to tell you for free. I want $30 million and you go down to 20.
That's not happening.
Okay, fine. Then we can just all sit here with our dicks in our hands.
Okay, fine.
Okay, fine.
Yeah, fine.
Can I have some more Savignon?
I don't have any more.
Okay, just tell me what the plan is. I'll go down to 20.
Okay, cool. So we're going to have a fake painting competition. And of course, he's going to show up because he's a painter. So whenever he gets here, we're going to give him a waiver and tell him he has to sign it. But then when he goes to sign it, we pull the paper away and he signs the painting.
Wow, that's the perfect plan. Do you get it? Do you get it, Marvin? Because it's a cat? Perfectly.
It's actually a really good idea.
Well, he's not just going to show up to a random painting competition. There's got to be an award.
Ooh, I have an idea. Okay. We're going to have an award for best painter, and the prize money is going to be $10 million of Marvin's money.
Well, why my money? Why not come out of your money?
No, because I just don't want to give up that money.
Oh, I don't want to give it up either. You know what? Fine. We'll figure this out once he gets here, because after he signs the waiver, we don't have to have a contest at all.
Okay, I'll go get him.
Wait, you said you didn't know where he was.
Well, I didn't know where he was for $25 million. Now that I'm getting 30, I know right where we can find him. I'll be right back.
Well, then we don't have to do the contest.
Hello and welcome to the first ever Painting at Marvin's House painting competition, where the winner will get $10 million. I'm here with the only contestant, Jacques-Pierre Francois.
I am happy to be here and I cannot wait to win.
Hey, Jacques, before you paint anything, we need you to sign this waiver.
What does it say?
Oh, nothing. You don't have to read it. Just if you get a cramp in your hand, that we're not responsible. So just go ahead and sign right on that line.
Okay. Just sign right here. Wait a minute! This is Royal Push! I have been tricked!
Grab it, run!
Suck my blue!
Alright guys, we got the painting!
Yes!
$30 million!
$50 million!
$10 million! $10 million! Guys, alright, where do we sell this stupid painting at?
At an art auction, Marvin!
Alright, where do we find an art auction at?
Oh, hold on! The news needs me to report the news!
Marvin, look, the news!
Breaking news, okay? Jacques-Pierre Francois has decided to sign as many things as he possibly can to make his autograph not valuable. Well, fuck.
Are you fucking serious?
No way.
I guess I could sell this for $10 million on my own.
How much would I get?
Not fuck.
Oh, man, I never get the millions of dollars that I always do nothing for. I just want $10 million for doing nothing. That's all I want. Is that too much to ask, huh? Let's just finish watching the Charlie Brown Father's Day special.
Marvin, we don't have the budget for another Charlie Brown segment.
You're right.
Jeffy.
Okay, it's okay. It's okay. We can be a canine unit. Just get in the car.
What happened to your legs?
What do you mean? I've never had legs.
Oh, okay. I was gonna ask that.
Yeah.
Jeffy, get in the f***ing car.
I was sniffing your butt for drugs, Dad. Gee.
Well, alarm clock boy, our plan to take over the world is almost in effect.
Yes, clock man.
Now all we have to do is destroy all the clocks in the world so that only we know the time. And when people want to know the time, they will have to pay us.
And they'll have to pay me if they want to be woken up on time for work. It's genius.
Brilliant, brilliant, brilliant.
But, clock man, how are we going to break all the clocks in the world?
Why, with my clock-smashing hammer, of course. Alarm clock man, hand me the hammer.
Very well, clock man.
Now, broadcast us to the world.
With pleasure.
Wow, guys, can you believe it's already almost 2025?
What?
What? Wait.
What the fuck did you say?
Can you believe it's almost already 2025?
Yeah, wait, I'm taking this.
Wait.
All right, no, yeah.
What year is it?
2024 went by really fast.
Yes, it did.
Yeah, did anything happen this year that was even important? Like, it just seemed like nothing big happened.
Well, there was, no. No, this year was kind of a bust, honestly.
Yeah, so what's your guys' New Year's resolution?
I'm going to quit drinking because apparently I need to stop.
Yeah, you can't, no dates.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
What's yours, Jeffy?
Well, my New Year's resolution is that when I shit my pants, I'm not going to scoot my ass across the ground like a dog and leave a snail trail of shit.
All right, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's mm-hmm. good. What about yours?
I just want to feel better.
Oh, you're sick?
Mm-hmm.
Well.
What about you, Marvin?
Mine's to not wear a tie anymore.
Yeah, I guess I really don't see the point.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's doing too much.
Yeah, I mean, you don't have a job or anything. You're just wearing a polo shirt with a clip-on tie.
Okay, I might keep wearing it.
But I don't think you should.
Well, let's turn on some TV to watch the ball drop.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Let's watch Christopher Walken's Rockin' New Year's Eve.
Yeah, hit it.
Hello and welcome to Christopher Walken's Rockin' New Year's Eve. I'm your host, Christopher Walken, star of such movies as Click and Kangaroo Jack. Tonight, our musical guest is me, hitting the cowbell. I'm gonna start hitting it.
Hello, people of the world! It is I, Clockman!
And I, Alarm Clock Boy!
You're all very excited for it to hit midnight so you can ring in the new year! But how will you know when midnight is when we destroy all the clocks in the world?
Do it, Clockman! Show them you're serious!
I'm not fucking around! Tell me what time it is now,
All you did was shatter the glass. We can still tell what time it is.
What?
I got this, clock man.
Now how will you tell the time?
Well, that was only one clock. There's so many clocks in the world.
Well, I will destroy all the clocks, like this one.
Don't forget this one, clock man.
Thank you, alarm clock boy. Yes, bring me all of your clocks so I may destroy them!
And your alarm clocks, too!
We're not just gonna bring you our clocks, and we have other things that can tell time, like our phones.
And our cars.
Yeah.
Well, I guess there are a lot of devices that can tell time. Well, attention world! Bring us all of your phones, and cars, and microwaves, and ovens, and refrigerators, and watches. Fuck, there are so many watches. Smart watches, Fitbits, stoves.
Ooh, gaming consoles.
Gaming consoles, TVs, really any smart device in your home, anything with internet access, honestly.
And the sun.
And the sun. Sundials are gonna be a real problem. Clock towers.
Big Ben.
Big Ben, fuck. Somebody turn off Big Ben. Alarm clock boy, we may need to reevaluate our plan. Well, hold on, world, because we will be back shortly with more demands.
All those guys are fucking idiots.
Marvin, do you really think they're going to come in and break all our clocks?
There's no way they can physically go and break every single clock in the world.
No, it's got to be like billions.
Like trillions of things that tell time.
Yeah, let's go back to watching Christopher Walken.
Damn it, alarm clock boy, we just embarrassed ourselves in front of the whole world.
Well, I thought it was a good plan.
How are we going to destroy all the clocks of the world now?
What if we EMP the whole world?
Alarm clock boy, we don't have an EMP. We're not the military. We are high school dropouts in my mother's basement. All we have is clocks and this hammer.
Damn it! Wait. What if we go door to door and smash everyone's clocks in the world?
Yes. If Santa Claus can travel the world in one night, then so can we. Alarm clock boy, broadcast me to the world!
I'm Christopher Walken, and I like it when things are good, like kitty cat.
Hello again, people of the world. We have perfected our plan. Me and Alarm Clock Boy are going to travel the whole world in one night and destroy everyone's clocks!
Like Santa Claus!
Well, we'll be traveling the world like Santa Claus, not delivering presents or eating cookies. Just breaking clocks. So please, do not lock your doors, because you will only make it harder for us and delay the inevitable. Come, Alarm Clock Boy, we have many clocks to break. Many, 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 many clocks to break. Come on!
Oh no, Marvin, they're gonna break into our house.
What do we do?
Lock the door.
Jeffy, go lock the door.
Aye, aye, Captain.
Good thinking. I don't know how you thought of that.
All right, Jeffy, just lock the door. You can do this. No. Wait. Which one was it? Okay, like that. Maybe like that. Left. Down. Right. Up. Left. Down. Okay. I think we're good. All right. The door is locked.
All right. Let's enjoy our New Year's.
Look, Alarm Clock Boy, the first house!
Our first victim!
On the count of three, we will bust in there, break all of their clocks, and run out!
With pleasure!
One, two, three! Now, Alarm Clock Boy, where are the clocks?
Oh, this one, right over here! Go on, give it a whack!
That one is done for! To the kitchen!
Look, Clockman, the microwave!
Get the time off! Get the time off!
Got it.
Good God Almighty, the stove!
Oh, God! Got it.
That does it for this house. On to the next!
Hey! What the fuck you guys doing in my house?
What's the matter? Is now a bad time?
Hank, I think they destroyed our clocks.
You can destroy my clock without the L.
Why don't you ask the babysitter?
You're probably right. Alright, there's your brand new smart refrigerator. So it's got the time on there, it's got a calendar. You can even go on YouTube, Facebook, or Instagram. It's basically a big-ass iPad that keeps your food cold.
Dang, that's fancy as fuck! Thank you so much!
Yeah, hope you enjoy it.
Oh yeah, I definitely will. Oh, you too? No way!
Look, Alarm Clock Boy, our next victims. We're making good time.
And look, what you said worked. The doors are locked. Everyone's listening.
They fear us.
Those mortals.
Look, Alarm Clock Boy, the time on the refrigerator.
And is that the weather?
It is.
Look, Clockman, this fridge even has YouTube and Facebook and Instagram.
My golly, what does this fridge not do? Suck my...
Fridge, suck Clockman's... Well, I guess not.
What is this whiteboard?
I don't know. Look, Clockman, you can draw on it. Let's see. We'll do that.
Ooh. Is that a clock?
I believe so.
Oh, well, Alarm Clock Boy, I don't want to destroy this. I want to keep it for myself. You know, destroying all of the clocks of the world is almost impossible. But if we stole all the refrigerators in the world, then only we would be able to keep things cold, and people would have to pay us to keep their food cold.
Clockman, there's something I need to tell you about this idea of yours.
What?
It's genius! Let's go!
Help me with the fridge.
Guys, the ball is about to drop. It's 2025.
Shh, I'm going to go to sleep.
Baby, you can't go to sleep before the ball drops in your mouth.
Marvin.
All
right, time to drop the ball. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5.
4, 3.
Hello, world. You're probably wondering why your clocks aren't broken. Well, that's because we decided to move on to bigger and cooler things. Refrigerators!
And freezers!
If we steal all the refrigerators in the world, you'll have to come to us to keep your food cold.
And you'll have to come to me if you want to freeze your pizzas or your ice cream.
So you can call me Refrigerator Man.
And you can call me Freezer Boy. And this is Frozone to show you how cool I am.
So continue to leave your doors unlocked, because we're still coming by tonight to steal your refrigerators.
And freezers.
Come, Freezer Boy.
God, not these assholes again. Trying to steal all the refrigerators is impossible.
They're so heavy. Like, how would you store all of them? That's so stupid. It's so dumb. And we just missed the ball drop because they interrupted it. Happy 2025, everyone. Balls doesn't drop yet, right?
Marvin, stop
Marvin!
All right, Freezer Boy. We're back at the first house. Now to break in and steal their refrigerator.
And freezer!
Now, Freezer Boy, I don't want to hurt your feelings, but I believe their freezer is attached to the refrigerator.
You've obviously never seen a deep freezer before.
Well, if they have one of those, we'll steal that too. Now get ready. 1, 2, 3! Quick, Freezer Boy, let's steal the refrigerator.
Hey! Fucking dickheads, breaking my clocks and trying to steal my refrigerator?
Come on, Junior, hurry up. We're gonna be late for school.
Yeah, dude, you're taking forever.
You know, I like that we all meet up at Junior's house and then walk to school together to avoid stranger danger.
All right, guys, I'm ready to go. Wait, you guys okay? You sound like you're about to fart.
Junior, what's wrong with your hair?
My hair?
Yeah, dude, what's wrong with it?
Well, what is wrong with it?
Well, you look like you got struck by lightning.
Yeah, dude, or you trying to play Call of Duty at a movie theater in Colorado during a Batman premiere.
Oh, well, I mean, I haven't gotten a haircut in a long time. It's a little long.
Yeah, we can see that.
Does it look bad?
Yeah, it looks terrible.
Yeah, horrible, atrocious. Get rid of it immediately.
Okay, well, I'll get a haircut after school.
But people are going to make fun of you at school.
Well, then I'll hit them.
Well, okay, I guess that solves everything, doesn't it?
Yeah, if anyone makes fun of me, I'll just hit them in the face. Come on, let's go, guys.
Oh, Junior, I like your new hat.
This isn't a hat, this is my hair.
What? That's your hair? You look like a clown.
Hit her, Junior. You said you'd hit anybody that made fun of your hair.
Yeah, dude. Chris Brown her ass. Floyd Mayweather her ass. Ray Rice her ass. Vanilla Ice her ass.
Wait, really? Vanilla Ice too?
Yeah, that's what they say.
I'm not gonna hit my girlfriend, guys.
Thank you, Junior.
I'm not old enough.
Look, dude, this nigga got a heart.
You do look like a woman hit with that hair.
Guys, stop it.
All right, Frost, today we're going to be learning about the Runa Nuya, that is next week. It is the year of the snake. See, I am Chinese, which means we start our new year on some random day in the month of January because we can't see the goddamn calendar because our eyes are so strapped. So I'm going to go look up why it's the year of the snake. So you talk quietly amongst yourselves. And no creaming, because I can hear the cream. I can feel the cream right in my ear. No creaming. All right, I'll be right back.
Junior, seriously, you're not going to keep your hair like that, are you?
I was going to get a haircut, but now that you keep complaining, I might keep it this way.
Who are you texting, Joseph?
Oh, Crime Stoppers, because I feel like he about to do something, and I want that reward money.
I'm not going to do anything, Joseph, just because my hair is weird.
Alright, Dan.
How often have you been sitting there with nothing but your phone and you need something fun to do for a few minutes? Well, let me show you Dragon City. It's so satisfying hopping on, collecting all that gold, and seeing how my dragons are doing. Here's what my strategy has been lately. I breed powerful dragons and do events to try to get the best dragons I can. Then, I level them up and take them into battles and earn even more rewards and get more special dragons. There's also leaderboards so you can see how well you're doing. The higher up you are, the better your rewards get. Then, you can use those to make your dragons even stronger. It's also fun getting to customize my themed dragon islands with buildings and, best of all, decorations, especially the SML ones, which are available now by checking out the link below or scanning this QR code. If you check them out now, you can also get 15,000 food, 30,000 gold, and the limited edition Neo Izumi Dragon. I definitely recommend checking them out with the link below and getting started on your own dragon empire. Thank you to Dragon City for sponsoring this video.
Hey, Junior, did you get in a fight with a balloon and lose? Because, you know, when you rub a balloon on your head, it makes your hair all staticky and it looks like that.
Oh, wow, you had to explain your own insult. Good job.
Well, maybe people don't know what balloons do.
That's a lot of talk coming from a cone head.
Yeah, well, your hair's the color of a traffic cone, see?
Oh, wow, that's a good one. That That is a good one. I should have checked my surroundings before I said something.
Yeah.
Well, that's a lot of talk coming from someone with their pants the same color as a butterfly.
What?
Or a fish. More the fish than the butterfly, the lighter blue. Or a ball of yarn. Ball of yarns come in different colors, but that ball of yarn, lighter blue.
Listen, man, you better get out of my face before I kick your ass.
Oh, yeah? Then do it. I'll pull your stupid nose piercing out of your nose.
Yeah, do it. See what happens.
I just noticed your eyes are red and I'm scared.
Yeah, I got the devil in me.
Hey, guys, stop it.
PJ Crenshaw?
Perry James Crenshaw?
Jammy James Crenshaw?
Hey, Junior, come on over here and let me talk to you for a second, son. Babe, cracker me.
Yes, sir. You asked to see me, sir?
Hold on, I'm not done. I eat my animal crackers like sunflower seeds. I suck out all the flavor and spit out the rest. Now, what the hell are you doing with that haircut?
Oh, well, I know it's long, but,
Yeah, you look like a damn fool.
It's true.
Yeah, even my ladies agree.
I'm gonna get a haircut after school.
Yeah, well, you better, because people are looking at you. And when they're looking at you, they're not looking at PJ. And that doesn't make PJ very happy, does it, ladies?
No!
And when PJ's not happy, he doesn't enjoy his animal crackers as much. And that makes me mad. And what happens when I get mad, ladies?
He gets angry!
That's right, and I get angry. What happens when I get angry, ladies?
He gets mad!
I get mad, and then I get angry. It's a vicious cycle. Mad, angry, mad, angry. You try to make me mad angry, bro?
No, I'm not Mr. PJ, sir.
Okay, well, then you better go home and fix your hair.
Okay, I'll go right now.
All right, scram.
Can I have an animal cracker?
Fuck no. Fuck no, not with that haircut. But hey, tell you what, you fix that hair and you come back, maybe I'll let you eat an elephant.
Oh, but the elephant ones are sacred.
Muy grande elefante.
Okay, I'll go get a haircut right now.
Ooh, gotta season that chicken up. A little Italian season here, a little seasoning there. Oh, perfect.
Chef baby.
Oh, not right now, Junior. Wait, aren't you supposed to be in school?
I get it. I need a haircut. It's not that funny, Chef.
You ugly ass boy. Oh my God, somebody had hit you with an ugly stick, didn't they? Or beat the hell out of you with it. You know what? They hit you with the whole ugly tree. God damn. They should have threw you in the dumpster because you were ugly as hell. Or maybe flipped you over and used your head as a mop.
Listen, can you take me to get a haircut, please, so people can stop making fun of me?
You know what, Junior? I actually will, because no one deserves to get bullied for an ugly ass hairstyle like that. Okay. Jesus.
Thank you for taking me.
So what brings you into my barbershop?
I need a haircut.
Yeah, look at him. He's ugly as hell.
Oh, yeah. It do look like you got that future shooter look.
Why does everyone keep saying that?
It's obvious. It looks like you about to pick up an AR-15 and go to town. So what hairstyle you want? A mohawk? Bald?
Oh, hell no. I'm not going bald. Never going bald.
Hey, it's not that bad.
What, you want dreads?
No, my friend Cody has dreads, I think.
What hairstyle is perfect for you? Ooh, how about a low taper fade?
A low taper fade? What's that?
Oh, the best hairstyle ever. You'll get all the holes and be the coolest kid ever.
Me? Be the coolest kid ever? Then yes, I want
to
do it.
All right, let's get to it. I got clippers right here. Let's get started.
Guys, Junior's haircut is so ugly.
Yeah, dude, it has to be the ugliest haircut on Earth.
Well, I don't know about that. Somebody has to have an uglier haircut. I mean, the Earth is pretty massive.
You know what else is massive?
Oh, my God!
Holy shit, dude!
Oh, my God!
Junior got a low-taper fade.
It can't be true. He's super cool now.
Oh, my God!
No way. He's so cool. I wish I had a low-taper fade.
Guys, calm down. It's just a massive haircut.
Junior, will you sign my head? I'll never have enough hair for a low-taper fade.
Dude, do you want my head?
No, that'll cover up the low-taper fade.
Oh, I would never do that. What was I thinking?
Junior, will you please marry me?
No, marry me!
No, marry me!
Marry me.
I deserve it. Ladies, what's all the ruckus puckus going on behind PJ? Vivian, go check it out and report back to me.
Okay. Oh my God!
Maria, why didn't Vivian come back?
I don't know. Do you want me to go check it out?
Yeah.
Okay. Adios, mio!
You ladies are gonna make PJ turn around. And PJ doesn't like turning around for nobody.
Junior got a low taper fade. No, I wanted him to get a haircut so people would stop looking at him, and now everybody's looking at him. Oh, no, I can't let this happen.
Ooh, ah.
Hey, Junior, so, what the fuck you doing?
Oh, I got a haircut like you told me to, and thanks for the advice. Everyone loves it!
Yeah, well, I thought you were gonna get your normal haircut back, not a low taper fade.
Well, the guy at the barbershop said if I got this haircut, it'd make me the coolest kid in the world.
Right, well, that's not what we agreed upon, so, you're not gonna get an elephant animal cracker.
That's fine. I'd rather these women look at me like they're doing.
Yeah, because you're stealing all the huzz.
Yeah, the huzz love my haircut. Ain't that right, huzz?
Yeah!
Yeah, I'm sure they do. Hey, ladies, how about we go back to my desk and eat some animal crackers?
No, that's okay. I wanna look at that haircut.
Yeah, haircut boy.
Okay, I don't think you ladies heard me. You girls can actually eat some animal crackers now. I'm gonna share.
No, thank you. We're okay.
Haircut.
Okay, do you ladies want to come home with PJ, or do you want to stay here and look at haircut boy?
Haircut boy.
Oh, you motherfuckers. Okay, all right. I ain't sharing animal crackers with none of you bitches. You think you could do this to me? Hey, you think you could do this to me? You motherfuckers are gonna be eating saltine crackers at Pelican Bay when I get through with you. Shoe program. And learn, I'm the man up in this piece, a PJ!
I don't know what he was saying, but keep looking at my hair.
Ooh.
All right, Cross, so I looked up what the snake means for the Lunar New Year, and apparently, if you're nice to a snake, then you have good luck, but if you're mean to a snake and you kill a snake, then you have bad luck for the whole year. So, whatever the fuck that means. But Junior has a road tape of fade? Oh.
Ooh.
Oh, Junior, your haircut's so massive. Because your haircut's so nice, no one in the class has to have homework tonight.
Yay! Whoa!
Ladies, come back to my house to cuddle.
Woohoo!
Oh my God, Junior, you're so hot.
Muy caliente.
Junior, can you show us it?
Yeah, Junior, can we see it?
Yeah.
Oh, you ladies want to see it?
Yeah.
Okay. Bam!
Oh my God!
Yeah, that's right. Oh, man, look at me living the dream. Some men are dying of thirst, and I'm sitting here drowning. Penelope, why are you okay with me laying with so many girls?
Because, Junior, you have a low taper fade. And besides, if it's not me, it'll be someone else.
That's right. All right, let's do what normal people would do in this situation. Just woke up with a wet chubby.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Ew! Gross! Ew!
All right, ladies, calm down. I know he's gay, but don't make fun of him.
No, Junior, your low taper fade, it's gone!
Yeah, no mas! Let's get out of here, ladies!
Ew!
Well, Cody, is my low taper fade really gone?
Yeah, but that's okay, Junior. You still have me.
Oh, damn it. I wonder what happened to it.
I don't know.
Well, let's go eat some breakfast.
No, it's okay, Junior. I already had a heaping load of oatmeal.
Where'd you get it from?
Let's just say it was made in-house. Junior Oats.
Dragon City, go check them out. Click the link below or scan the QR code to get our sexy SML decoration, 15,000 food, 30,000 gold, and the limited edition Mio Izumi Dragon.
What's wrong with you?
The Super Bowl. It sucks this year. Oh, the Chiefs are going again. Ugh, big whoop, of course.
Yeah, it's lame.
You know, it's all Taylor Swift's fault. She's dating that Chiefs player, so no girls think they can watch football. They don't understand the rules.
Yay, sports!
Baby, what are you wearing?
A bunch of football gear.
But none of those teams are in the Super Bowl.
Oh. Well, is Joe Burrow playing? He's so hot.
No, but his house got robbed.
Uh-oh, did the Steelers do it?
Okay, that's pretty good. Maybe girls can watch football.
You don't have any Eagles or Chiefs stuff?
Who are they?
Not the teams that are in the Super Bowl.
Oh, the Kentucky Chiefs!
No, we don't want them to win. We want the Eagles to win, which is not gonna happen because of Taylor Swift. The Chiefs are just gonna keep winning. They're probably gonna get a 3-peat and even a 10-peat.
Who's Pete and why are there so many of him?
Okay, you can't watch football.
I would do anything for the Eagles to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, but they're not going to. I actually bet my house that the Chiefs are gonna win.
Really?
Yeah, I bet my house, my car, my kidneys, everything, because it's gonna happen.
I should bet all my stuff, too, because the Chiefs are guaranteed gonna win.
Yeah, they are.
You want some Doritos?
Oh, yeah, thanks.
Well, no, I put them in the bowl.
Yeah, but the air touched those. These are fresher.
Air has touched those.
Yeah, but not the ones on the bottom.
Oh, the commercials are starting.
There once was a man that was so hungry, he ate out of a dumpster. He ate an old Dorito and turned into Dorito Man.
Dorito Man! Dorito Man, help me!
You look like you need some Doritos. What flavor would you like? Nacho cheese or cool ranch?
I don't need Doritos! I need you to untie me!
I don't do that. I just give people Doritos. Here's some nacho cheese.
No, seriously, you're right there! Just untie me!
No can do. I have Doritos to give away.
Stop playing around! Please help me! Dorito Man!
Give me all the money or I'm killing everyone in the bank!
Okay, please don't kill us!
Stop right there.
Dorito Man, don't come any closer or I'm killing a hostage.
I don't care. Here, have some Doritos.
Cool Ranch? My favorite! Bitch, did you pull the silent alarm?
I'm sorry!
Die!
Let me know if the paramedics need some Doritos.
Will do.
Freeze! Drop the gun! Get on the ground!
I'm not going down without a bloodbath! Die!
Be like Dorito Man. See something, say nothing. Eat Doritos.
That commercial was good.
You know, don't you think it's weird that we were talking about Doritos and we got a Doritos commercial? I swear, our phones and our TVs are spying on us. You know, one day I'm going to be Amish.
You don't want to be full Am?
Fuck you.
Oh, there's someone at the door. Who would be knocking at the door during the Super Bowl?
I mean, pizza delivery people, probably.
Yeah, I'll go get it. Hello?
What? Tom Brady?
Yeah, let me in. I don't have much time.
Okay, come on in. Guys, Tom Brady was at the door.
Tom Brady? Tom, can I please suck your forehead?
Make it quick.
Oh, he comes every year.
Yeah, and I need your help again. That goddamn sucking Kermit the Frog looking bitch Patrick Mahomes is gonna three-peat. I didn't even do that.
Well, you went to 3 straight Super Bowls.
Yeah, but I lost one.
Well, he'll only have 4 rings. You'll still have 7.
People don't care about that. All people are gonna say is, Patrick Mahomes three-peated. Tom Brady didn't do that. Tom Brady's a bum. That's why his wife left him for a jiu-jitsu instructor and got pregnant. That's what they're gonna say.
Well, listen, everything's gonna be fine, and aren't you commentating the Super Bowl?
Yeah, that's why I gotta hurry up and get back. But listen, I need you to kidnap Patrick Mahomes.
What, kidnap Patrick Mahomes?
Yeah, so he can't play in the Super Bowl and the Chiefs lose.
Wait, so you're saying he is the reason why they're winning all their games?
No, but I can't kidnap Taylor Swift now, can I?
Wait, she's playing?
Fuck you.
Okay, how are we supposed to kidnap Patrick Mahomes?
Well, I don't know. Call him up pretending to be a referee and tell him he owes you a check or something.
Okay, but how do I get his number?
Well, I don't know. Fake your number. I don't know. I just gotta hurry up and get back, okay? Figure it out.
Okay. Wait, is that Tom Brady in a Super Bowl commercial?
Hey there, it's me. 7-time Super Bowl champion and still better than Patrick Mahomes even if he wins today, Tom Brady. You know, I like to start every day with a sun kiss. And then when I get out of the shower, I have another sun kiss. And when I get done shaving my balls, I have a sun kiss. As a matter of fact, after every one of my Super Bowl wins, I celebrated with multiple sun kisses. I also really like this soda. It's called, Sun Kissed. It's orange flavored. But it's still not better than the taste of my son's kisses, so if you want to know what my son's kisses taste like, just smell my breath, because he gives me an open mouth kiss when I'm getting a massage, because he wants the Wi-Fi password, because we have a rule in my house, one kiss gets you 5 minutes of Wi-Fi time, so you should go out and buy this soda, Sun Kissed. Now I'm gonna go kiss my son.
I prefer Fanta. Do you wanna Fanta?
Hey Marvin, I found Patrick Mahomes' phone number.
How'd you find it?
Well, I got a friend that's a referee, and apparently you text him all the time.
Oh, okay, give me the number, and I'll call him with a block number. Okay, it's ringing.
Hello, who's this?
Is this Patrick Mahomes?
Yeah, and I'm about to play in the Super Bowl right now, so I'm kind of busy.
Well, this is the head referee of the Super Bowl tonight.
Oh, looking for your paycheck, huh?
Yeah, we really need that paycheck.
All right, I'll send my guys right over.
Oh, no, the commissioner wants you to hand it to me personally to make sure it clears.
Can Taylor Swift do it?
No, Taylor Swift can't bring it. It has to be you.
Oh, what about Travis Kelce?
Nope, no Travis. Gotta be you.
What about Andy Reid?
No Andy Reid.
Are you sure no Andy Reid?
No Andy Reid.
Okay, what about, Reid Andy?
No, that's Andy Reid still. No, it has to be you.
What about my gay brother?
No, it has to be you, Patrick Mahomes.
Okay, fine. I'm on my way over. Drop the addy.
Okay, I'll send the address. Okay, he said he's actually coming.
Okay, cool. Oh, look, a Super Bowl commercial.
Jesus, what a brutal crime scene. Were there any fingerprints on the victim?
No, sir, just gum.
Gum?
Yeah, that's right. The killer left gum all over. There was gum in her hair, gum in her mouth, gum in her clothes, gum on her feet, just gum all over her body. The killer gummed all over the place.
My God, I've never seen a more graphic crime. What was the cause of death?
Well, she swallowed a lot of gum, sir, but I did manage to get a sample.
And what did it trace back to?
Double Bubble.
Oh, that's some pretty good gum. I wish I was the victim. Double bubble. It's worth dying for. Just don't swallow.
Hey, you were in that commercial.
Yeah, double bubble rented out our police station for that one. I thought it was pretty good.
But how were you there and here at the same time?
They shot it like a month ago.
Oh. There's someone at the door. That must be Patrick Mahomes.
Okay, we gotta kidnap him.
All right, can you come with me so you can, like, help me kidnap him?
Yeah, sure. I'll hit him in the head with his bottle.
Yeah. Hello?
Hey there. It's me, Patrick Mahomes. I got your check. You know what that smells like? It smells like a three-peat. Maybe a four-peat?
You don't want to win fair.
Nah, the Taylor Swift fans love this. I was thinking maybe we go down by 30 points by the third quarter, and then in the fourth quarter we come back and win. They're going to eat that shit up.
Marvin, please let me hit him.
Wait a minute. Something smells weird here. Are you guys Eagles fans?
Grab him, Marvin.
Help me, Andy Reid. Andy Reid, help.
Marvin, what are you doing?
We're kidnapping Patrick Mahomes until the Chiefs lose the Super Bowl.
Hey, what are you doing with my arms tied up? I can't throw a football with my arms tied. Wait, or maybe I can. Hey, put a football between my legs and see if I can throw it.
Shut up.
We're not going to release you until after the Super Bowl's over.
You really want my backup quarterback, Carson Wentz, playing instead of me? Wait, that's a great idea. Carson Wentz used to play for the Eagles. He knows all their plays.
Oh, God damn it, Marvin.
Man, a comeback story of the century. Carson Wentz used to be an Eagle player, and he's going to beat his old team. And I still get a ring. The Swifties are going to love this.
Marvin, make him stop.
Hey, rip up that check. I'm going to pay you double.
Oh, my God. Shut up. I'm going to beat you up. Oh. There's a commercial on.
Oh?
Is something wrong?
This popcorn's too small.
Oh, well, what size would you prefer?
Extra large.
Oh, well, I got something that's pretty large.
What? Oh, my God! Wow, you should pull it out.
Well, I'm not really supposed to. We could get kicked out.
No, it's fine. No one's looking.
Okay, you say so.
Oh, my God!
Stuck some Pringles in.
Oh, my God, I need some.
Yeah, of course you do. They're bursting with flavor. Let me get you one. Fuck.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. I just got my hand stuck in the can.
Oh, do you need help?
No, I'm good. I don't want to draw attention to us because we're going to get kicked.
Pringles. Our can design fucking sucks.
Okay, I'm starting to freak out a little bit.
Oh, here. Let me help.
No. I got it. Just fucking, why do they fucking make the cans like this?
Jesus.
Fuck. Fuck it.
You're crushing the Pringles.
God damn it. Fuck you, Pringles.
Wow, a wiener the size of a Pringles can. That's a really big wiener. You know, Andy Reid has a really big wiener. I've seen it.
Shut up.
Hey, if you guys don't let me go, I'm going to do my Andy Reid call to get him over here to save me.
Andy Reid call.
Andy Reid! Andy Reid! Andy Reid! Andy Reid!
Marvin, I'm
going to
fucking kill him.
Andy Reid, you came to save me. Let's get out of here, Mr. Reid.
Yeah. Marvin, I don't even care if we let Tom Brady down. I'm just glad he's gone.
Yeah. Oh, another commercial.
Hey, everybody. It's me, America's sweetheart, P. Diddy, coming to you live and direct from Cell A for Asshole. Yeah, I know you're enjoying the Super Bowl right now, but I'm about to bend my cellmate over this toilet bowl and make him take that. Ain't that right?
Yeah.
So bend over. Usually it takes a lot of spit, but not anymore. Thanks to this Johnson & Johnson baby oil, anything is possible.
It makes it easier.
Yeah. When I put a little Johnson & Johnson on my Johnson and put it in the hole behind his Johnson, oh, yeah, anything is possible. Ain't that right, Johnson?
Yeah.
His name's Johnson, by the way. See, Johnson, he likes it when I put this Johnson & Johnson on his Johnson and we sort of fight our Johnsons together.
So you're not putting it in my ass?
Oh, I am. I always am. Why is that a question? Look. Make sure you get your supply. Buy it right now. Wait, I forgot. I bought it all already. It's sold out. So the only way you can get some is if you come to my cell and let me take that ass.
Hey, you get a camera in here. Turn that shit off.
No, give me that ass. Give me that ass.
No ass taking. Give me that booty. Stop it.
Oh, wow. They still aired that? I thought we deleted the footage.
Wait, that was filmed in the jail cell?
Yeah, Diddy's a monster.
Well, guys, let's sit back and watch this rigged Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm. Andy Reid. Andy Reid. It's stuck in my head like a song. Andy Reid.
Andy Reid.
Andy Reid.
Andy Reid.
Andy Reid.
Andy Reid. Oh, Marvin, I'm so excited for our trip.
Me too.
Yay. Yeah, I can't wait to be on a plane for 2 hours where you're trapped in a metal tube up in the air, 30,000 feet, can't get off if you want to.
Marvin, what's wrong?
You know I'm afraid of flying. Why can't we just drive to Missouri?
Marvin, that's a 14-hour drive. We can't be in the car that long with Jeffy. You know how he gets. He likes to pull it out.
Yep. If I'm in the car too long, I have to pull out my wee-wee and twirl it around at traffic.
You don't have to do that, Jeffy.
It has to breathe!
See, that's why we have to fly with him.
Okay, well, what if he has to breathe on the airplane?
He promised he won't do that.
Are you going to pull your dick out of the airplane?
Murder.
See, I just don't think it's worth it. Listen, why do we have to go to fucking Missouri anyway?
We have to see the world's largest pencil!
I want you to put it in my nose!
Okay, well, if it's the world's largest pencil, it's not going to fit in your nose. I'm just so afraid of flying after all the plane crashes recently.
Marvin, it's the safest way to travel, and besides, that didn't happen for like 15 years until now.
Yeah, the planes were really safe until recently. You're right, I don't think anything will happen.
Marvin, look, the news!
Breaking news, UK! A Delta Airlines plane has landed upside down in Toronto, injuring multiple people on board.
All right, the car's all gassed up and ready for that 14-hour drive to Missouri. Jeffy, grab your bags.
Marvin, no, we're getting on the plane.
But no, we're not. That plane landed upside down.
But everyone survived.
It landed upside down, not on its wheels, upside down. What'd that plane think it was, a pineapple upside down cake?
Marvin, that's a terrible joke. It'll be fine. Not everything on the TV's real.
That's the news. It is real.
No, Marvin, that's all Hollywood.
That's the news! It's not Hollywood, it actually happened! A plane landed upside down! We're not getting on that plane! We're gonna drive!
Marvin, calm down. Don't you have a pilot friend you can talk to that'll make you feel better about flying?
I do have a pilot friend. Let me see if he's not busy.
Hey there, somebody call a pilot?
Yeah, buddy, I need your help.
Okay, but make it quick. I got a flight to Missouri.
We have a flight to Missouri!
Oh, hell yeah, I love flying, my friends! Wait, why are you guys here and not at the airport?
Because Marvin's scared to get on a plane.
Yeah, I am.
Well, I don't really blame you. I mean, I'm scared as hell flying planes, too.
What? Don't tell him that! You're supposed to make him feel better!
I am making him feel better. I'm just saying that I feel just as scared as he does. Between me and you, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing up there. It's all autopilot, and if that goes off, it's just... Pretty much the only people who can land a plane without autopilot are like Sully Sullenberger landing on rivers and shit. God, he's so fucking cool. And that name, Sully Sullenberger, that's like if my name was Brooklyn Brookie Burger.
Yeah, well, I'm just worried because of all the plane crashes recently.
Yeah, there have been a lot, but that's just people making dumb mistakes.
What about the plane that just landed upside down?
Oh, that was actually me. I'm really proud of that.
But that was you?
Oh, yeah. See, I was flying in, and air traffic control said, "You're flying that plane like a pussy. I bet you $5 you can't land that plane upside down." And I said, "Okay, bet." I inverted that shit, landed smooth as fuck. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Oh, well, I mean, a lot of people got hurt.
Yeah, well, it's their fault for not wearing their seatbelt. I turned on the fastened seatbelt sign, okay? I warned them.
Well, I mean, did you tell them you were going to land the plane upside down?
Well, no, because there's no sign for that.
Well, still, what about the other plane crashes? And I just don't want to die in a plane crash. I really don't want to die in a plane crash.
Just tell them you won't die in a plane crash so we can hurry up and leave.
Well, I don't want to lie to them. It is still a possibility.
What?
Well, I mean, statistically, yeah, flying is the safest way to travel. I mean, I think the safest way to travel would be, like, in a big plastic ball that you just roll around, like, in Super Monkey Ball. Or maybe if you're, like, riding on the back of a truck transporting mattresses and you're just, like, all between the mattresses, that'd be pretty safe. I mean, you don't want to, like, suffocate in the mattresses, so. They can't be, like, that thick, and mattresses are pretty heavy, and you don't want to get crushed. So they'd have to be, like, stuck to the wall. And, I mean, so you'd have to make sure that happens. But then you'd have to make sure you have air holes so, again, you don't suffocate. Maybe it's not as safe as I'm thinking. Marvin, just come fly on my plane.
Okay, well, just promise me you won't land it upside down.
Well, if I get a bed, I can't promise that. But come on.
All right, come on, guys. Grab the luggages. Oh, man, I'm so scared.
Marvin, it's going to be okay.
I'm freaking out.
At approximately 1 minute and 42 seconds into the flight, my wiener is coming out.
You're not going to pull out your wiener, Jeffy.
Sir, you can't say wiener on this flight. There's children on board.
I didn't know I couldn't say wiener. I thought I couldn't say bomb.
You can't say that either. And also, I'm going to need you to put your luggage in the overhead compartment.
I looked. There was no room.
I'm going to need you to find room.
How am I going to find room when there's no room left on the plane?
Hey, Marvin, I see you met Susan, the flight attendant. I've banged her, and so has every other pilot. You should try it. It's dear. So what's the problem here?
He won't put his luggage in the overhead compartment.
I would if I could. There's no room.
Oh, Marvin, buddy, I got you. I will personally put this in the captain's closet.
Throw this shit out the back. We don't have any room. We're unloaded as it is. It's his fault for flying economy.
So, Marvin, how do you like my plane? Listen to me, saying my plane like I'm Drake. It's Delta's plane, I'm just flying it today. But that's what we pilots say. It's, you know, our plane. I guess that means it's my fault if we all die. But how do you like the plane, Marvin?
There's no seatbelt.
Oh yeah, this is a pretty old plane. This is actually its last flight before it's supposed to be decommissioned. It's kind of like its maiden voyage, but like, at the end, it's made end voyage.
Can I get you guys anything to drink?
I want a beer.
Not you!
She's gonna bring me one anyway. And write this dude!
What do you guys need? Do you need anything?
No, I don't want anything.
Peanuts! Peanut bomb!
Okay.
Jeff, you do not pull out your wiener on the flight.
1 minute, 42 seconds. Oh, hey, mate, you ready to go flying?
Not right now, Simmons. I am freaking the fuck out.
Well, what's going on?
This plane is old as shit, Simmons. It's been in service for like 30 years. I don't even know if we're gonna make it off the ground. This plane is held together with duct tape and dreams.
Oh, it's alright, mate. Everything's gonna be okay.
I don't know, Simmons. This plane is a fucking death trap. Hey, everybody, this is your captain speaking. The outside temperature is 65 degrees. We got a wind coming in from the northwest. The estimated time of arrival today is, 7:30. So everybody just, sit back, relax, and, Simmons, I really wish they would let us talk normal into these things so people knew what we were saying.
I know, but it's in the handbook. We have to talk like that, but you forgot the ending.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Flight attendants, prepare the cabin for a cross-check and all-call. Simmons, I still don't know what the fuck that means.
I don't know, mate, but it's in the handbook.
Yeah, well, that handbook can eat my ass. Handbook, schmandbook, that's what I always say.
No, that's what I say, too. I say it all the time.
I heard you say it.
I can't stop saying it. Where the fuck are my peanuts?
Jeffish!
Here you go, sir.
Rich Foster next time!
You watch your language, Jeffy. I'll beat your ass.
Sir, you need to watch your mouth.
I was just defending you. He called you a bitch. I didn't want to cause any problems.
Sir!
Fuck!
Jeffy, you made a big-ass mess on this airplane.
Sir, what did I say about your language?
Well, he made a big mess. He's acting crazy on the airplane.
These peanuts taste like dick!
Jeffy, goddammit, stop it!
Sir, if you say one more cuss word, I will get the air marshal.
No, he said he was saying bitch and he was saying dick and...
Sir, you need to stop it. I will get the air marshal.
Okay, I won't say anything else. Jeffy, please don't say anything.
Okay.
Piss in my ass cheeks!
That's it!
Or Jeffy, you're gonna get in trouble!
Did somebody call an air marshal?
Yes, this man won't stop causing a commotion.
I'm not causing a commotion.
Sir, I'm gonna need you to pipe down!
I'm not even piped up. I'm not even any pipe of pipes. There's no pipe, and Peter Piper's not even here.
If you don't calm down, I'm gonna turn this plane around!
Well, we haven't even taken off yet. Look, it's my son. When he's nervous, and when he's nervous, he yells obscenities. It's pretty bad.
Do I need to take you to the chair, smartass?
No chairs. No tapes and chairs and stuff.
Okay, no more!
Okay, I'm good. Jeffy, shut the fuck up.
We're ready for takeoff. You know, I should probably call my daughter.
Wait, why, mate?
Well, because we're on a really shitty plane, and we're probably gonna crash and die, and I should probably let her know.
Well, you know your phone needs to be on airplane mode. It's in the handbook.
Simmons, it's just a myth.
Hello?
Hey, Penelope.
Hi, Dad.
Hey, I just want to let you know I'm on a really shitty plane, so I'm probably gonna die in a plane crash.
What?
Yeah, it's a really old plane, so I'm probably gonna die. You might see me on the news. I was actually in the news earlier because I landed a plane upside down, but somehow I think this one's gonna go worse.
Dad, maybe you shouldn't be flying planes today.
Yeah, but I already did the cross check and the all call, so the genie's kinda out of the bottle. I think I'm pretty much locked in.
Okay.
Yeah, I just wanna let you know because you're probably gonna have to get a bunch of jobs like I had, you know, to pay for bills and stuff, because you're definitely not gonna get any money from your mom. She's definitely spending that alimony money on food and shovels for the food because she's a fat bitch.
Dad, can you please stop fat-shaming Mom?
Oh, I'm not fat-shaming. She has no shame. That's why she eats with shovels. Hey, you remember in the divorce how she got all the gardening tools, especially the shovels, so she could shovel food into her mouth like a fat bitch? Oh, and don't forget the hose for her chocolate baths, but she only washes the inside of her mouth.
Dad, maybe you should be flying the plane.
Yeah. All right, let's take off.
Oh, man, takeoff's my least favorite part.
Marvin, do you want me to read you a koala joke to help you calm down?
A koala joke?
Yeah, like what is a koala's love language? Quality time!
Oh, my God, I'm about to face on the plane!
Hey, I told you number! Oh, my God, it's snake! Shut!
Wow, he was not qualified to handle that snake.
Why is there a snake on the plane? Someone help! Oh, my God!
Simmons, do you think I should let the passengers know about the snakes on this plane?
Yeah, probably. It's in the handbook.
Yeah, you're right. Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain speaking. We are now at cruising altitude. I also just want to let everybody know that there are, in fact, motherfucking snakes on this motherfucking plane. We did not have enough room for them in the cargo area, so we've allowed some of them to roam freely about the cabin. Have you seen any of them? I would recommend you do not touch them. And Samuel L. Jackson, I'm sorry, I know you hate this kind of thing. Oh, yep, there he goes. He has had it. He is sick and tired of this.
Don't
shit, Simmons, what was that?
Oh, sorry, man. I was trying to adjust my seat and I accidentally hit the button that detaches the wings from the airplane.
Oh, God damn it, Simmons. Now we're at a free fall. Let me tell everybody. This is your captain speaking. If you look out the window, you'll notice that the wings are gone. We are now basically just a flying missile. There's not very much I can do about that right now, other than thank you for flying Delta today. And if you get a survey in your email, my name is Captain Brooklyn T. Guy. That's T. Guy, not Brooklyn E. Guy. That's a different guy that I'm not related to. I know, it's pretty crazy.
Oh, I wish I could have called my family and tell them I love them!
This airplane seat can get this dick! My wiener's coming out!
I know you're screaming for your lives, but for the inconvenience of crashing, we are going to offer you 10,000 sky miles if you sign up for our Delta credit card. I would recommend doing that right now, because the ground is getting real close. Go, go, go! Hurry, hurry, hurry! It's getting close! Too late.
Guys, what do you want to do today?
I don't know, dude. I'm feeling sick. I think we should just watch a movie.
Yeah, I can rock with that.
Okay, what movie do you guys want to watch?
Not that lame-ass Trolls movie. God, I hate that kid show. But if y'all want to turn it on, you know, to make fun of it or something, we can do that.
Joseph, do you want to watch the Trolls movie?
Hell no! What made you think I want to watch the stupid Trolls movie? I definitely don't like to watch it when I'm sick to make me feel better.
Are you sure? Because it sounds like you want to watch the Trolls movie.
Shut the hell up, Cody. I don't want to watch the stupid Trolls movie. I like to watch manly stuff, like documentaries.
Ooh, I know a good documentary.
God, I was fucking kidding.
We could watch that documentary about the poop cruise.
What poop cruise?
Well, you remember like 10 years ago, there was that carnival cruise that all the poop backed up in the toilets and everybody's pooping?
What, everybody was pooping on a cruise ship and it backed up?
Yeah.
Oh, I want to watch it. Come on, guys, let's watch that.
Okay. Well, I guess screw the damn Trolls movie.
We can watch the Trolls movie after the documentary.
Okay, then.
Oh, this documentary is crazy.
You know what would make it better, though? Some dancing, singing trolls.
I can't believe they lost their baby to a river of shit.
You know what's really crazy? They paid to do that.
They paid?
Yeah, they paid to go on a cruise just for their baby to drown in shit.
How much do you think they paid?
Well, cruises are expensive, so at least $1,000 a person.
They paid $1,000 a person to shit and sink for 7 days and lose their kid?
Yeah.
My ancestors went on a free cruise.
A free cruise? They went in a raffle?
And they didn't have to pay a dime.
Oh, they're the luckiest people in the world. I want to go on a free cruise.
Yeah, but they kind of went against their own will, though, dude.
What do you mean?
They were dragged on.
I mean, I drag them on the boat, too. Like, you're not going to accept my free cruise for no money? Just you get on the goddamn boat.
Well, they had lay flat seats, so it wasn't that bad, I guess.
Yeah, they had to lay down for a whole week. I mean, why didn't they go to the pool and, like, you know, eat out the buffet?
I don't think they had that stuff.
Yeah, the closest pool was the damn ocean, dude.
I don't know. I just think they were ungrateful if they didn't enjoy their free cruise.
What?
Guys, I just got an idea. I got a zillion, jillion, billion dollar idea.
That's a big idea.
Yeah, okay, listen, watch this. Joseph has a long history of his family being in the cruise ship business.
I wouldn't necessarily say that.
So if he knows about cruise ships, right, and I have amazing business thinking skills, and Cody, you have the skill of being...
Homosexual?
That, thank you. So then, guys, if we put all our skills together, we could invent our own cruise line called the Poop Cruise.
Our own cruise line?
Yeah, we call it the Poop Cruise. Guys, we just watched a documentary on people staying on a boat. They pay to stay on a boat and shit in the sink for 7 days. So watch this. What if we blow up a raft, put it in my pool in the backyard, charge people $1,000 a person, and we put a poop bucket, and everyone goes on there, and they all poop in a bucket for 7 days, and we charge $1,000 a piece? We would make billions and billions of dollars, and they would want, and before you guys say it's a bad idea, well, why would they want to do that? Why would they want to be on a boat and poop in a bucket? Well, there's a fucking documentary where everyone's watching it, so I bet you people want to live that life and see what it was like.
Junior, that has got to be the greatest idea you've ever had.
Wait, really?
Yeah, I already have a captain's hat, and my parents have an inflatable boat in the garage.
Wait, they do?
Yeah, they wanted to be like Olympic rowers or something, and I think they forgot.
Oh my God, okay, guys, I'm going to make a flyer talking about our new cruise line. If it looks good enough, we're doing my idea.
Okay.
All right, guys, what do you think about my flyer?
Let's see. Poop cruise, $1,000 a person. Ooh, cash only, I like that. Unlimited wild cherry Capri Sun. That might be hard to do.
No, it's not. Joseph, go to the store and take as many wild cherry Capri Suns as you can.
I don't have any money.
I said take them. Go steal them.
Ooh, okay.
All right, Cody, you go grab the inflatable boat.
And my sexy captain hat.
I guess.
Come on, Ken.
I'm going to put these flyers up around the neighborhood, and I'm going to tell Chef he's going to be the chef for the poop cruise.
Ahoy, Junior.
Whoa, this is a big boat.
Yeah, it's fucking massive. Oh, this. Yeah, I guess it's okay.
Oh, my God, how many people can fit on this boat?
Oh, at least 14.
Oh, my God, if all 14 people pay $1,000, that's $14,000, Cody.
Yeah, that's how cruises make so much money, Junior. And check it out, I already got the poop bucket.
Oh, that's going to fill up so fast and overflow.
Hell yeah, it will.
Hey, guys, I got the Capri Suns.
What the fuck, Joseph? You got
have Pacific Cooler? What, they didn't have Wild Cherry?
No, dude, that's all they had at the store.
Nobody's gonna wanna go on a poop cruise without Wild Cherry. It's gonna be more like a throw-up cruise.
It's not that bad. I still drink them.
Oh, our first customer's here. Just put him on the boat. Put him on the boat.
All right.
Hello?
Hey there, we're here for the poop cruise?
Boiney, you're supposed to say ahoy like the chips.
Oh yeah, that's right. Ahoy, we're here for the poop cruise. We already had a whole bunch of Taco Bell, so we're ready to shit.
Well, that's good, because we got a big old poop bucket right there by the captain. You can just shit all you want.
Oh, that's perfect.
We've never been on a cruise before.
Yeah, that's right. So whenever we saw the advertisement for the poop cruise, we just couldn't say no.
Oh, and the Capri Sun.
Oh yeah, that's right. We want the Wild Cherry Capri Sun package if that's still available.
I think all we have is Pacific Cooler.
Oh, well, I'm not getting on a poop cruise for Pacific Cooler.
You advertise Wild Cherry.
Hold on. Let me ask the captain. Hey, captain, do we still have the Wild Cherry Capri Sun? Oh, yes? Yes, we do. You're saying yes? He said yes.
He just shook his head no.
Oh, well, on a cruise, everything's opposite. Yes means no, up means down, left means right.
Oh, okay. Well, we wouldn't know because we've never been on a cruise. So, honey, when we're doing it tonight, make sure you say no.
Aw, Boiney, we tried that before, remember? And I didn't like it.
Well, I couldn't tell. All right. Well, anyway, here's your $2,000.
Okay, you got to pay in cash on the poop cruise.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, so get on the boat and start pooping if you feel like it.
Oh, I'm ready.
Ooh, this is comfy. I could spend 7 nights here. Wait, where are the beds?
All right, there is your poop bucket, so start shitting in that whenever you feel like it.
Oh, thank you. I'm going to be needing this soon.
Hey, where's the roof?
The roof? Oh, this is one of those convertible cruises. They're new. You get to feel all the elements, like the rain and the wind.
Oh, that's nice.
Can we have our Wild Cherry Capri Suns?
You're not allowed to drink until you've left the dock and you're in the ocean.
Oh, yeah, maritime law. I think I heard about that.
Yeah, so, there's the captain!
Hey, everybody. I'm gonna be your captain, Captain Hunk. So this is gonna be your muster station, and in the event of an emergency, you can just hang on to my rock-hard abs. They're pretty buoyant, so you can use them as a flotation device.
Oh, what a nice captain.
So, what's the entertainment gonna be? Oh, well, in a few minutes, we're gonna have a best body contest. And just so you know, the captain is gonna be competing. And I'm also the judge. It's gonna be a very short contest. So if you folks need anything, I'll just be doing butt stuff up at the front.
You know, Karen, if this cruise is nice enough, I think we should retire on a poop cruise.
Ah, that's the dream, Boiney.
I know it burns, Ken, but I'm tired of pounding that pale ass. You need some sun on those cheeks.
Cody, we have a problem.
What's the problem?
So they paid in cash the $2,000.
That doesn't sound like a problem to me.
Well, the only reason they paid that much is they're expecting a Wild Cherry Capri Sun. We only have Pacific Cooler.
Oh, yeah, that's understandable.
So what are we going to do when they find out there's no Wild Cherry?
Well, once we get out to the middle of the pool, there's not much they can do. It's not like they can just hop off the boat and swim to shore.
I guess you're right. So what do we do? Like, do you think we should wait for more people?
Well, honestly, Junior, I think we should take off as soon as possible. We're lucky we got $2,000. I mean, we're just going to be shitting in the middle of your pool, for God's sake.
Yeah, I don't really think anyone else is going to come up. I mean, I only put, like, two flyers up around the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to go give them, I'm going to get Chef Peepee to give them their food so they get something that they paid for, and then we'll take off.
Okay, sounds good. All right, Ken, time to tan the sausage.